Presumably, Rabbeinu Tam says, we'll do Chazar and everything. No. Presumably, Rabbeinu Peretz says that you really should have that it is already Yuchlar Ashor to the Nizak. And it shouldn't be that somebody else is able to come along and grab it, according to Rabbi Akiva. So what's Pshat? Yesh Lomar says Rabbeinu Peretz, no, Dlo Zachi Le Rachmano the Nizak, Ela Bashor Sheish Lo Bain Lem Bashas and Nezak. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, it's Ki'ilu as if the Torah tells me explicitly that he only gets it if the Shor has a Baal. Only if the Shor Mazak has a Baal do we say Yuchlan Ashor. If there's no Baal, we don't say Yuchlan Ashor. And he quotes a pasuk to prove it. Shabodavar Kasov Diksiv, Ki'igov Shor Ish, is Shor Eyu. Unclear which word he's emphasizing there. We'll talk about how some people emphasize Ish, some people emphasize Re'eu. But I assume that he's talking about Ish in this particular case. Ki'igov Shor Ish, Shor Ish has to belong to an Ish. And if it doesn't belong to Ish, Zak the Torah, there's no Yuchlan Ashor. So Rabbi Peretz also assumes that Anif and Ami, Meshubah to Guf, should have been able to transcend this problem, that even a Shor Hefker would be Meshubah to the Mazik. Alamai comes along the Torah and tells me not that way. The Rush seems to say the same thing. Take a look on 4 in Alf Tazayin. The Rush says, Nechazim am Yuchadim, the Mu'ute Zeh, Omer Shorcha, Hizik. Okay, we're going to ignore that. Hold on a second. The Mu'ute Im Nogak Shor Shal Hefker, at the end of the first line, we don't take it away from the person who came along and grabbed it. We don't say this principle of Yuchlan Ashor under these circumstances. Okay, presumably alluding to the same thing as Rabbeinu Peretz, that there is some kind of, there's a kasuv, svara, whatever it is, that tells me that in this case you don't collect the shor because it didn't have bailam b'shas ha-megicha. Okay, so let's put down to for 1b, the Rush of Rabbeinu Peretz, just as an example. So, Kazir Sakaso, Shalom Rinon Yochlan Ashor. Okay? I'm sure everybody can read this because it's really big. Shalom Rinon Yochlan Ashor. Yeah. Okay? So, it's not really well ordered. But okay. 1A and 1B, so we have Sefer Yashar versus Rabbeinu Peretz in the Rush, but whether we fundamentally say that Yochlan Ashor, but all of them agree that this Havamina was only with regards to a short time. Okay. Now, we're going to skip that one. I'm sorry, I put the Koshi a little bit out of order. Let's skip to a potentially different perspective that the Havamina could be more expansive. Not necessarily that it has to be. Thank you to Ariel. I've bothered him for like 2 weeks with different Aros, and he battle-tested it a little bit. I got burned a little bit. It was good. It helps the Chabura. Okay, so in source number 8, the Baal HaTosfos assume, we're not going to get into the details right now because I don't want to spend so much time dealing with it. It's tangential, but Tosfos are trying to explain that the Torah of Hektish, of Shor Hektish, applies to all of us of Shor. It applies to Karen, Shane, Veregel. It's not just applies to Karen. And he says that it's clear from the Mishnah that it applies to Chasim Shein Ben Ma'ila, Akulu Avos Kai. It's referring to all of these Avos. Referring to Shane, Regel, it's not only referring to Karen. According to Tosfos, that means that the Mishnah Daf Tes, when it lists off all its Tanayim, including the Chasim Shein Ben Ma'ila, and the Chasim Yuchadim, it seems to be referring to all different types of Avos Nezikin. Okay? It certainly is. It certainly is referring to all of us Nezikin. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the Havamina applied in that particular case. So it's referring to all of us Nezikin. So that means that Nechasim Yuchadim is coming to be Memayeh, that even for Karen, Shane, and Regel, you need to own it in order to be Chayiv. A Shor Hefker is not Chayiv for any of these Avos. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam in source number 9 also says, even in more explicit fashion, he says, Hisne Chamisha Tanoim, in the Perish Mishnah, he says, Hisne Chamisha Tanoim, but Omer Shalo Yiskai Ba'adam Lashayim, Esa Nezikim Haboim Ayidei Memono. Says the Rambam, these five conditions listed by the Mishnah and Daf Tes apply to any Nezek that happens Ayidei Memono. That's Karen, Shane, Regel, any of the Nezek. Em Chasa Tanoim Yachad Me'ilu Chamisha, if you're missing one of these five Tanoim. What's one of the five Tanoim? Mechasa Miyukadim. The Rambam says, if you skip to the end, Oh, Shehifkir Shoro, the underlying part, Hifkir Shoro Behizik Shein Lo Ba'ilim Misuyamim, Hare ein chovas tashlumim ba'oso anezek. Right? There's no chova in that type of nezek. Oso nezek. It's referring to all different types of nezek. The shore has to be owned to be chayiv in Shane, Regel, Karen, any of the avos that could be mentioned. So good? So that's clearly what the Rambam says. So is everybody in agreement with that? The Rambam and Tosfos clearly assume that the entirety of the Mishnah Daf Tes is referring to all avos, not just Karen Tam. Including this prat of Shor Hefker. The Rambam is saying explicitly, oso nezek, could be any type of nezek. It could be Shane, it could be Regel, it could be Karen, it could be Muad, Tam or Muad. It doesn't matter what it's referring to. The principle of Nechasim Yuchadim applies to all of those. Now you have to ask, is now that the Mishnah is referring to all of them, was the Havamina that the Shor would be Chayiv inapplicable, could be applied to all of us Nezikim? Meaning, is it possible to have thought that a Shor that does Shane, when it's Mufgar, when it's not owned by anybody, when it's Hefker, that shore, could it be chayiv, so to speak, after kodam achar v'zachaba? Is it possible to say that that is a havamina? Meaning, just because the custom yukodim applies to all of us, it doesn't mean that the particular havamina that the Mishnah was coming to discuss refers to all of us. Could be just referring to Tom. Does everybody hear what I'm saying right now? Should I fire sign a little more? I may not be expressing myself so well. But you can not. I like enthusiastic nods. It's good. Even if it's not sincere, it's good. So exactly. So Nechasim Miyuchadim could be addressing a Havamina that you would be chayiv, let's say a shore hefker, eats somebody's property. And then Reuven comes along in his konet. The person, the Nizak, can actually go and collect money from the person who's konet the shore. For the person who's konet min a hefker, Reuven. Unbelievable Havamina, if that is a possible Havamina. It could be that really, the Havamina was just that was being addressed is just short time, and not really with regards to Shein and Reg. That will prove later on that there's actually a Shita in the Tanayim who holds that literally not only is this Havamina regarding all Avos Nezikin, or at least Shor Muad, not only is it a Havamina, it's also a Maskana. That literally, after a Shor Muad gores somebody, and somebody else is Konepo, that you can literally be Govet from that person post facto. But Kol Nezikin, it sounds like. We'll see that in a second. So it's not the worst Havamina in the world. We'll see from the Yerushalmi. Okay?
Unless, again, you think it's only Megufo.
Sorry?
Unless you think it's a din only Megufo.
Right, we're right. But the we'll see. I actually didn't put it on Rebbe's sheet. I apologize. I gave Rebbe the wrong...
That's an old
version. Exactly. The Yerushalmi has that sheet of Rebbe Meir that's Mechayiv, even L'chol Nezikin, even if the shore was Hefker when it did the damage. And it sounds like L'chol Nezikin. Then that clearly wouldn't be Megufo. So you see that not only in the Havamina are we saying this, even the Maskana, there's a sheet in the Tanayim that says it, which we'll see soon. So the Chazon Yechezkel is very insistent that this Havamina applies to all Nezikos of Nezikin of Shor, and not only does he think it's a Havamina, he thinks it's even the Maskana also, as far as the same thing applies. I think it's Kedai to read inside, because it is a beautiful formulation. So flip back to page 2, source number 7. Chazon Yechezkel says that in a Hanami, and presumably drawing off the Rambam and Bali Tosfos, this Nechasim Yukadim was a Havamina that applied to all of us, the Zikin, not just to Karen, not just to Shortam, also to Muad, also to Shane, also to Regel. And why is it that I'd have a Havamina that you're Chayiv for Shane and Regel? Why would I possibly think that? That you'd have a Chiyuv of Shane for Regel when the shore was Hefker when it did the damage, there was no Baal over it. So why on earth would I be Chayiv? I can understand 1A and 1B, that's Yochel Rashor, that's a Shibud Begufa Shor. Here we're talking about Bailim, we're talking about Mamum. Why on earth would the Baal be Chayiv after the shore, if he was Kona after the shore already did the damage? Zok, the Chazal Yecheskel, the whole Vart in Nezikin, the Machayiv of Nezek, is the shore always. It happens to be that the Baal has to cover the Chiyiv of the shore. And you look at his formulation, it's very powerful. I put an arrow there, the end of source number 7, the new paragraph. V'kevan sha'abaylim chayivim beniske shorom, machmas chiyuvei dimamonei. Since the Baal is chayiv to pay machmas chiyuvei dimamonei, as if his mamon has its own chiyuv, and he has to pay off that chiyuv. That's what the Chazal Yecheskel understands, the entire principle of Nezek. Okay? Yeah, are we good? Okay, awesome. So now we have number 2, which could be that it's referring to Shor Muad and Shein V'Regel. So that's 2 and 1. And that the Havamina would literally be that when it comes to Shein V'Regel, say the Rambam, potentially, Tosvos. So the Havamina would be that literally you are Chayiv for Shein V'Regel by Shor Hefker. LMI, there's a prat that tells you that you're not chayiv under those circumstances. Okay, so now we have to ask a fundamental question. These are going to be two questions we're going to deal with for the remainder of the chabura. One is, all of the achronim, if you had a chance to see any of the stuff, I didn't put all of it on the makoros because I didn't want to overburden everybody, but many achronim take this havamina and they run with it. Even in the maskam. So for example, the Or Sameach and Rav Chaim have a similar formulation. Where the Or Sameach tries to argue, we're not going to go through the entire piece right now, he's using it to explain the Rambam's shita by Kachim Kalim, and whether there's actually bilus over it. The Or Sameach explains that this prat is a Tanai Prati. He literally uses that lashon, meaning fundamentally the short time. He's saying it within one, the option one. That's the only time a short time. Fundamentally, a short time would be chayiv even when it's hefker. Tanai Prati. The Torah tells me through via Gezeiras Kasov that don't think that for whatever reason it needs to have a ba. But fundamentally, it would be chayiv even without bilus. And therefore, he says that this Tanai Prati doesn't need full bilus. It needs, like, somewhat bilus. You need to be able to eat it, whatever it is. That would be sufficient in order to have bilus. In this case, you don't need full-blown bilus in order to be chayiv for a short time. And he says that Nafkamina is halacha, that you could have cases where he's not the full-fledged Baal, but still will be chayiv for his short time because it's sufficient to fulfill the Tanai Prati that the Torah is introducing by telling me that the short hefker in Echanami is Pater, but only if you don't, if it totally has no bailus. But if it has somewhat bailus, it's good enough. So the Havamina is maintaining somewhat the Maskana, the Havamina that the short time would be Chayiv, even though it was hefker, Taka, it's good Havamina. In fact, it's somewhat maintained the Maskana, if not for this Tanai Prati. Rav Chaim has the same halach. He says that you see that short time is Meshubah Begufo. It's not a Shibud that transfers over to the Baal that now he has to give halfway ashore. It's literally a Shibud Begufo ashore to the point where it could have been exclusive of the Baal. Elamai, the Torah tells me that you happen to need the Baal in order to be Chayiv. It's Mechadish. But in Echanami, fundamentally, the Chayiv is on the shore itself and the Chayiv is in the Gufa shore. That's what Chaim says. Afilu Lamaskana. He expands that.
Only by short time?
Only by short time, sorry. Both Or Sameach and Rav Chaim are in short time. Okay? The Chazon HaKaskel takes the Havamina by two, by Shormuad, and he expands it to all of Mizikin. He says, you see from here, Kamash Malan, that all of us Mizikin really it's a Chiyuvit Ashur. It's Chiyuvit the Mamone that he happens to be Chayiv to pay off. So all of them are taking this Havamina and running with it, assuming that it applies Afilu the Acher, the Gemara rejecting this Havamina. So the basic question that we have to deal with is Mehecha Tesi. Maybe Gufa, the Gzeres HaKasav of the Gemara is telling me, let's assume we're going to find the Gzeres HaKasav in a second, but let's assume that the Torah is telling me, no, you're misunderstanding Nezek entirely. You thought that short time within option number one, you thought short time is Chayim Mishuba de Guf, it's Mamashin de Guf Ashor. Wrong, it has nothing to do with that at all. It has to do with the Bailin, which is the reason why you need a Baal. So it is a Chiyuv on the Baal, which is why it's a ridiculous Avamina post facto. Now that we understand Nezek properly, short time, it's a totally ridiculous Avamina. And for the Chazon HaKaskel, number two, what I could have said is that you may have had this wacky theory that the Shor itself is Chayiv. Right? Short stuff is gone, and you are chayv to like pay off as if you're its bank account. But that doesn't make any sense. Kamash Malan says the Gemara, don't think that. That's terrible. Prat Hefker, Prat Lenese Hefker. Don't say this at all. Really, the Chiyuv is on the Baal. Really, the Chiyuv has to do with Bailam, which is why you need to have Bailam, Bashas, and Nagicha in order to say that. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? Yeah? So, the first question that we're going to have to deal with, I don't even know where I put the marker. So, the first question we're going to deal with for the entirety of the Chabura is, is this Havamina maintain the Maskana? Okay? So is the Havamina maintain the Maskana? Okay? Is this helping anybody or am I just doing this for myself?
Okay.
Okay. That's going to be the first question that we're going to have to deal with. Where are the Achronim getting this from? That this Havamina somehow is maintained that people the Achra the Gezeres HaKasa. Okay? So there's one other question that we're going to have to deal with is that if it is maintained the Maskana, right? If the Havamina is maintained the Maskana, what exactly is the nature of this Chiyuv d'Ashor that would have occurred prior to the Negicha? Right? Prior to the Kenyan Debaim. How could it be that a Shor Hefker would be Chayiv? What exactly is the nature of that Chiyuv and why would it be? I mean, what is maintained the Maskana? What is the Mechayiv of Nezek that doesn't require Bailin per se, Bashas and Negicha Mamish? So we know that according to option one, it seems to be that it's a Shibud Beguf. It's that short time, because it's Meshubud Beguf Mamish. Therefore, even when it's Hefker, theoretically, I could have conceived of a possibility that it would be Chayiv. So that we already understand what exactly the nature of the Havamina is. What is the nature of this Havamina? Meaning, what is maintained the Maskana regarding this? What exactly would be the Mechayiv for a Shor that's not owned by anybody to have a Chayiv on itself, so to speak, that then the Baal who's Kone would inherit that Chayiv, so to speak? Okay? So we're going to go into some of those possibilities now. So I'm going to write... I'm going a little bit out of order. I'm going to write down the question in a second because first I'm going to try to prove, at least initially, what I think the possibilities are, and then we'll go forward from there. Is everybody with me so far? Yeah? We're good? That was enthusiastic, Jake. I appreciate it. That's good.
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. So, Agav, this is important. For Rabbeinu Tam, also just important, Pasha the Havamina is maintained the Maskana. That's also just an important order to me. For Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mamish Maskana. It just happens to be that he's Mafkir. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm supuk in a case where he's screaming that I want it, and he just can't get it, maybe actually in that case, Taka, he would be able to grab the shore away from the person who was Conan.
So just to be clear, option number one is Mamish within Shitas or Rekiva?
Yes, it has to be within, otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
It's not like something similar.
It's a great aura, but it has to be. That, first of all the Rishonim are using the Lashonos of Yochanan Ashor to explain it. And second of all, I don't know how Rabbeinu Tam would say what he's saying. He says it's Shiba Beguf, he says you can grab the shore itself. So it's most likely that it's within Rabbi Kiva alone. It's a good aura. Yeah. It's not a Rabbi Kiva. Interesting. All right, something to think about. I don't know. I think the Sefer Yashar, it seems to be very clear, so I don't know. I don't even know what to do with it. It could be that Rabbeinu Tam would say that Mechasim Yukadim can apply to both. Since we pass the Rabbi Kiva, this is the proper way to interpret the Mishnah. But if you have the Rabbi Shmuel, you can just say that it's a it's a terrible Havamina and Maskanas Pasha. Meaning that the Nechasim Yukadim for us, when we hold the Rabbi Kiva, Taka would mean that Taka the Shiva to Gof works. And you have to give some kind of alternative explanation as why Prat the next day Hefker. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't even get off the ground in the first place. The Mishnah is just trying to tell me that you have to own it in order to be Chai. Yeah, exactly, or be a Shver Havamina. Same, which is what other people suggest, so it could be, yeah.
You have formulations, even in Rabbi Shmuel, about how similar is
it's another good Aron. Meaning, with the Apotiki, how serious is it, the Mechamos?
Even more, like, the Paris, maybe in the Shita, like, they talk about how, I think it's on, like, Rabbi Akiva is Kodom, other than Rabbi Shmuel, the Akram.
Right, so it's just a question of time span,
yeah.
Which that fits really well, because the Rambam ends up saying that even Rav Kiva's lachar mother with him,
right.
So it would fit very well with that formulation, meaning you can make Rabbi Shmuel closer to Rabbi Kiva in terms of what he's saying. That could also potentially answer this question. That Taka, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you could say this happened, you know, maybe. It's good, alright. Okay. Alright, fine. So let's take a look for a second. In terms of whether this happened is Matana Maskana, what we should look at is what's the source for Rabbi Mamai Shohefker? What's the makor? Minatora. Misvara, Minatora. What's the makor? Depending on what the makor is, will determine very significantly in terms of what exactly the maskana is. It might hint to us something. So I totally misunderstood the Ravid, so let's skip the Ravid for now. Source number 10. He's a shtickle of Appella, but let's skip him for now. So source number 11, the Rashba. So this is an aura that Johnny found the Rashba, and it seems to be very clearly what he's saying. We're not talking about the sugya of Nagak Varkak Heftir right now, so I don't want to read the entire Rashba yet. We're going to get to it at the end. But what the Rashba clearly does imply is that why is it that a shor hefker is putter? How do I know? He says, mitchilas of agamardin, it needs to be a shor ish. He thinks that it's derived from shor ish. Shor ish, for those shor hefker. It has to belong to somebody in order to be chayv. Other Rishonim use the same type of formulation. Shor ish. Right? We saw that Rabbeinu Peretz potentially is using that formulation. It has to belong to somebody. So, if I have that maskana, meaning if I have this gezeiros hakasav, that might indicate, doesn't have to, but it could, that shor ish is, so to speak, a fundamental hafkah of the havamina. You thought that you could be chayiv, even if it's not owned by somebody. No. Shor ish is that imamish is to be a shor of a ish. If it's not a shor of a ish, you don't even get off the ground. Okay? It could be, it doesn't have to be that way, but it definitely is possible, b'chlal, the read of the Rashba. But let's take a look at the Rambam for a second. What does the Rambam say the source for this patur is, by shor hefker? Let's take a look at source number 12. So in this case, Mamon. What does the Rambam say? The patur is derived from shor re'ehu. Shor re'ehu v'lo shor hefker, so to speak. Says the Rambam, v'chein shor hefker shehizik patur shenemar shor re'ehu achiu nechasim yukadim lebailim. And therefore he says, keita shor hefker shenogak v'kodom shi'itvos oso hanizak amod achar v'zachabo ha'reizeh patur. Then he goes on to talk about nogak v'akak hefker, which we're going to talk about also. It says, v'lo od el shor ha'miyuchal lebailim shehizik. So the Rambam is saying that the source for this is Shor Re'ehu. Now, why Shor Re'ehu is significant? For Horby, he tried to argue whether the Rambam is talking about Mu'ad also in that time. I think it's important, Mimanav Shach, to prove both the point of Rav Chaim and the Or Sameach and the point of the Chazon Yecheskel. What's the Gezeiros Hakasav of Shor Re'ehu? Shor Re'ehu is used for three things that I know of, at least. The Rambam doesn't necessarily use all three, but it is used for three things. Right? One is this. Let's forget about this one. What's the other din that's used for? Hektish. That Ashur Yisrael Shanog, Ashur Shal Hektish, says the Rambam in Ches Aleph, Pater Shanema Re'ehu. Re'ehu V'lo Hektish. It has to be your friend, so to speak, in both directions. And therefore, Hektish agors me, I gor Hektish, Pater. The Gemara on Lamed Ches applies it to Nachri. The potential you could buy the Nachri. It happens to be that the Rambam probably doesn't. That's the next Alach on Chesed. That's a different story. That's a bigger lundus. But the Gemara is willing to apply Re'ehu to Nachri also. That if my shore goes to Nachri's shore, or if Nachri's shore goes to my shore, fundamentally both of us should have been pater. Re'ehu, it should have been mafkiyah the chiyuv entirely. And then, according to some Rishonim, we slap a fine onto the non-Jew. Okay? So, what is that nature of that patur of Re'ehu? Shore Re'ehu doesn't tell me that the shore is not b'chlal the parish of Nezikin. The shore is b'chlal the parish of Nezikin. A shore is so shenog, a shore shal hektish. Fundamentally, the Baal is supposed to be watching his shore. It's not supposed to be goring things. He should be chai for any nezek that the shore does. Elamai re'ehu, he doesn't have to pay to this other party. The chiyuv does not apply to this other party. But fundamentally, is the shore b'chlal the parish of Nezikin? Yes, it is b'chlal the parish of Nezikin. a Yisrael who gores a Nachri, a Nachri gores a Yisrael, both of them are b'chal the parsha of Nezikin. It just happens to be that when mine gores the Nachri, or the Nachri gores mine, there's a split between the two parties, I no longer have to pay. So to me, what Shorei seems to indicate is not that there's a fundamental hafkah of this Havamina. The Havamina is alive and well. The Havamina Mamish, the Shor is b'chal the parsha of Nezikin. Legamre. It happens to be that you won't be chayv to enact that chiyuv of Nezek, either the chiyuv Nezek is paka because of a gezeiras hakasuv of Shor Eyu, or that even the chiyuv does exist, it just doesn't go anywhere. You don't have to pay simply because there's a disconnect between the party of Hefker and the party of Yisrael, so to speak. There's a disconnect between the two parties, and therefore no longer chayv to pay. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Aros? Should I repeat it? Did I say it over well? Should I repeat it? What? Okay, yeah.
But we have a special way of communicating, so I don't know if
they're almost like a shpah. So I think that's what the Rambam is saying. Now, if you say that, it's a beautiful reason as to why all the Achronim are assuming that the Havamina is between the Maskana. Zok the Rambam, the same way that I would have thought a Shor Yisrael Shel Nagach Shor Shel Hekdesh is going to be Chayiv, Elamai, you need to tell me some kind of Gezeiras HaKasuv to tell me that these parties don't have to pay each other. So too, by Shor Hefker, I would have thought that Tavik are Chayiv, whether Shor Tam or Shor Mu'ah. Let's leave that aside for a moment. Shor Tam, Inchan Abi should have been Chayiv. Elamai Shor Eyu. Oh, now, is the Rambam saying this? So is the Havamina maintained the Maskana? Question number one. Yes, the Havamina is maintained the Maskana according to the Rambam. Now, what is the Rambam talking about, though? Shor Tam or Shor Mu'ad? So I'm convinced that he's talking about Shor Mu'ad. I know that some person who will remain nameless in the crowd is very not happy with this read. I'm going to give him the floor so he can try to argue it out. But I think it's very clear that Shor Re'eyu is the Hafkia, Achiv of Shor Tam and Shor Mu'ad. How do I know that? Because by Hekdesh that's the case. By Hekdesh the Rambam says Tam. Shor Shesol Shanaga Shor Shal Hekdesh. O Shal Hekdesh Shanaga Shor Shesol. Patr Shanamar Shor Re'eyu. What, are you Chai for Shor Mu'ad? No. Shor Tam and Shor Mu'ad are both Patr Behektish. So too, the Rambam says, V'chein. He says, V'chein. Connects the two dinim. V'chein Shor HaHefker. Shanei Patr, Shanei Mar Shor Eyu. Achi Unachasim Yukadon Nubaylin. In that, if that's the case, the Rambam is saying that even a Shor Mu'ad that's Hefker, fundamentally should be Chayiv. Fundamentally would have been Chayiv. Shor Eyu. That fundamentally, the Chasid Yecheskel is 100% right. That really the Chiyuv should apply even on the Shor when it wasn't owned by anybody. Even if it's not Shor Tam. Even if it's Shor Mu'ad, Elamai, Shor Re'eyu, you don't have to end up paying it. Does everybody understand at least what I'm trying to prove before we argue about whether a Shor Tam or Shor Mu'ad is what the Rambam is talking about? Does everybody here at least, if you do read the Rambam as referring to Shor Mu'ad as well, then, yeah? Okay. So one kasha that IRL asks, which is a very good kasha that you have to address, is it possible to even have a case of a Shor Mu'ad that's Hefker? That's a very good question. The Rambam passes like Rav Papa, what is it, Daf Lamed Tes, Daf Mem? Chirushos, Memav, Rav Papa Shita. Yeah. So the Rambam does pass like Rapapa that if you're Mashana Roshos, then the Shor is Chozo Tamuso. So, I was Medayak in the Rambam. The Rambam never says Hefker is Chozo Tamuso. He says that if you're Mashana Roshos to Balacher, it's Mashana, it's...
No, it becomes,
but?
The Drasha is true, Allah.
Sorry?
The Drasha...
Yeah. So Ariel's point was is that the Rambam, of course, is not going to address the case of Shor Hefker because you're always Patur in the case of Shor Hefker, the Maskana. So the Rambam's not going to tell you that what the din is of a Shor Roshos. What does Rebbe think? I thought that you don't have to necessarily say that a Shor Hefker is a Shema Roshos. Could be the transfer into the other person's Roshos is what makes it into a Tam again. Especially if you use the Miri's Mahalach of like Mishtan and Mazalo, it could be that it's Kufa Din in the Ba. Sorry? Right, so it's hard to argue that the Rambam is talking about Shane and Regal here. That's hard. Sorry, what were you?
The Rambam has some Karen Mu'ad Metchilaso cases.
Karen Mu'ad Metchila.
But the Rambam's not. The argument is stronger than just the question whether you can find a tier. You jump to the second tier, but the standard Shor Hefker is not a Mu'ad. A Shor, we're talking, the Rambam's clearly talking about
Shor Hefker.
There's
yes.
No Shor Karen Metchilaso.
Sure.
99%
of Shvari
Hefker
are Tamim. Now it happens
to be now you want to fetch and say maybe there's one case where he was owned by a Baal and Hofer.
Yes.
And I don't buy it if it's talking about Gersha and Mesa or Gersha. That's a little hard to imagine. And that's not called back to being Shor Hefker. You're saying where Hefker be a Dai, from the Master Ben Ayan. There you want to say
okay.
That's a
chiddush. Well, maybe it's not Shinur. Right. No, I don't think you have a svara either to say that it's Shinur Shos. Meaning, we don't know. We don't know what the Rambam's svara is for Shinur
Shos. The reason for the Rambam to feel confident quoting a pasuk which is by Tom, Re'eyu, it's by Tom, there's a reason for him to feel confident quoting that about Shor and Negicha. And
no, that's a very bad kasha. So that I think is a bad kasha. So I'll tell you what, I love your Ara. I think it's a. But what does the Rambam do at the end of Halacha Daled? We're going to get into it now because it's just important. He talks about the sugya of Nagav Akrakal Kefkir. Nagav Akrakal Kefkir applies to Mu'ud also.
That's true.
Now, that means that the Rambam is using the Gezer Kasim of Shor Re'eyu and applying it even to the case of Shor Mu'ud. You could argue on Rav Chaim, you could argue on a lot of different Gedolei Achronim. It's clear from the Rambam when you look at Halacha Daled, V'chein Shor Hefkir Shehezik Patr Shemar Shor Re'eyu, V'lo Od, it's clearly getting at Shor Re'eyu, otherwise one knows there's a source for the din of Nagav Akrakal Kefkir.
Not every loan Ram doesn't have a drasha. The Ram doesn't bring every
drasha. I would think so. I think it's a little bizarre for the Ram to put in the same exact halacha to connect it to the din of Hifkir and Hikdish. Can't necessarily prove it, but if he insists upon bringing Shor Re'eyu and then says Velo Ode as if it's an extension of that din, am I crazy? The Ram's saying Velo Ode, an extension of Shor Re'eyu and extending it to the Shas of Mata B'din. So I would assume that for sure that's...
I don't myself very often, but that's I don't think that's necessary. It's possible that the Rambam will sometimes quote it in without quoting the Makor. He actually has a tool where he says that he often does it.
Okay, fine. I do find it still a little strange. Again, I'm not the only one to make this deal.
The din is true. The din
first of all, Johnny.
The din is true.
The fault is Israel. That's impossible. But it definitely sounds like it.
I think you have a split in the Israel. The point is more than that. It's true about Mu'ud. I'm not arguing it's not true about Mu'ud. What I mean to say is that to say that from the Rambam's formulation here, you know that the Havamina, the way the Gemara presents a Havamina, was true about Mu'ud, that's very Rasta Nigra when the drush is by Re'eu and the case that Rambam represents is very.
Again, but if the Gemara of Shor Re'eu can't apply to cases of Mu'ud.
No, not it can't apply. I never said that. I just said.
The same Gemara of is doing two different things in two different contexts?
You're trying to figure out what's behind the Rambam, not what the Rambam says. What's behind the Rambam.
That's fair. I am. But let's wait till we get to Nagav Akrakal Kefkir, I guess, to be able to justify
that. Because of that, to say that when Shvari Hefkir are Tumim, and that's a standard case, so then it's harder for me to chalim the background as being about Mu'ud as well and needing Xeris Kasim. What you're claiming is that you need Xeris Kasim.
You need Xeris Kasim even for sure Mu'ud. Yes. Okay, I hear. Okay.
I'm not claiming Re'eu doesn't animate the leader of Dinim in the Rambam. That may well be true. All I need to say, though, is that the case with Re'eu was used lafkia in its first instance.
Okay, that's fair. It's a fair honor. It's a fair honor.
Just as well.
It's a fair honor. So first of all, just before I get to Adam, just one second. First of all, it's still the diuk is still worthwhile just in terms of proving Rav Chaim. Either way, I think the Gezeiras Kasim of Shor Re'eu is proving that the Havamina is maintained somewhat. It could be that the Rambam is only referring to Shor Tam, in which case that would be a geshmak raya to the Mahalach of Rav Chaim or Sameach. Fair? So it's not like it's still a useful ara outs at least. Shita number one. Shita number two, you're arguing that it doesn't necessarily apply to Shor Mu'ud. Okay. But, okay. I'll get to, when we do the Sugya Nagav Akrakal Kefkir, I'll explain where I'm coming from and why I think that it's more than just what we just described, what you just described. But
there is also the Ha'ara, again, whatever it's worth, that the Ram does not do what he does in the next halacha, which is say Echa Tam Echa Mu'ud.
Yes, that I don't think is a good Ha'ara at all. Because what the Ram was doing when it comes to Shor Nachri is that Me'ikar Adin, it should be Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim for Mu'ud. So he's saying that both the din of Shor Tam and Shor Mu'ud gets ruined by Nachri to Yisrael and Yisrael to Nachri. That's what he's saying.
That's an excellent explanation for why he needs it in Ches Hey. It doesn't countervail, but you could have had it in Ches Dal. According to you, if you wanted to explain the happening, you could have said Echad Tam Echad.
Okay,
but it's less urgent.
It's not urgent, but again, we're trying to build an argument about what was. Before
then, the Rambam never does that. By Shor Hektish, he didn't do that. Why didn't he say Shor Tam, Bim Shor Mu'ud when it came to Hektish?
Hektish never talking anything about
Tom. I don't agree with that at all. Again, in Beis and Gimel, he's dealing with Shor Tam. It happens to be that he's talking about how to be Gova, the Basar of the Shalman, the Basar of the Toda,
no
whatever
seer,
it is.
There's no
but he's not.
Seer of these dinim. The dinim in Och Aleph are Tom dinim. They have a resonant impact on Mu'ud, which is what the Rambam has in the second line. But the Etzim Adavu, you don't cheshbin the different parts of the Shalman, like in Mu'ud.
Okay.
What is the question in Regel in the Salah?
So I don't think Shein and Regal exists in this halacha, to be very honest. I don't think it's in this perek. Do you think that's possible?
I mean, in this halacha, it's possible.
It definitely is, but when it talks about his ketzad is a shor shenagach, he does give the particular example of shor shenagach, and the context of the perek is always talking about negicha. So I would assume that it is only talking about it. I'm trying to just expand to all other types of muad, just because of the way the Rambam explains the Mishnah. meaning once the Rambam explains the Mishnah as referring to all avos of the Zikin of Shor, then you, it's easier to argue that once he says it in the Mishnah Torah Regabe
Muad, the word Shor Hefker and Shor in general, Shehizik in the Rambam, what does that mean?
Right, when the Rambam says Shor Shehizik.
I mean, the Ketzad.
Not Shor Shenogach.
And
Rambam
the
Ketzad
makes sense because, anyway, in the Parsha, Re'u is in Tam.
Right.
But
right. Oh, Rabbi's saying that he's just trying to explicate the particular case of Re'ehu, just because it's...
I don't know, I was wondering.
Okay, so maybe that would be another test to argue my direction, but...
You'd have your Mu'ah, you'd have more than your Mu'ah.
It's not in your direction, it would
be worse.
No, it's not. Right. Why would it be worse?
Because obviously he has to bring a Torah of Shein Re'ehu somewhere in the Rambam.
Okay.
So this is where he brings it, right? There's no other place, unless you think...
Again, if Shor, that means that Shor Re'ehu is being Mimai... No.
Then that's in God's law.
No, that means that Shor Re'ehu would be Mimai, Shein, Veregel, and Karen Mu'ah.
No, but in Karen, this is the thing. What we're arguing is not that the first line and the fourth line of this rabbin are not describing Shor Shein.
Okay.
We're arguing that the need, this is what the background of that drasha was Dafka in Tav. The reasoning, the rationale for that is because of the fact that Shvarim generally are autonomy. But the Rambam clearly must in the first line be talking about more.
I don't understand what you're saying. Why if the Rambam is referring to Shane and Regal as well, would that be a problem for what I'm saying? If not, needing that Shor Re'ehu is to be my both.
There's a gap that you must admit between the first line of the Rambam and the case which Rambam brings.
Yes.
You admit that the first line is talking about Shane and Regal? That's the only place in the Rambam, unless it's like Al-Fa.
That would be the only place. I'm not trying to argue this, per se. Right.
And then the Ketzad, very likely, is about Tav. There's no reason why it has to be. It's not talking about Shein Rega. It's talking about a case of Negicha in a Shor.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's in a Shor Hefker, which...
But the Rambam still says Shenema Re'ehu to be Mamayet Shein and Regal. If that's the case, the Rambam is literally using Kazeres Kasam to tell me that I am Putter in a case of Shein Verega.
No.
That Shor Shehizik requires a Kazeres Kasam to tell me that it is Putter. A Shor Hefker Shehizik, any type of Nezek, I need a Kazeres Kasam of Shor Re'ehu to tell me that that Shor is Putter.
All right, Kazeres Kasam is before the case.
Agreed, but the Kazeres Kasam is not necessitated. There isn't.
How do you know that? It says Shenema Re'ehu. It says in the Rambam, the way that I know that a Shor Hefker Shehizik is Putter is Shenema Re'ehu. So you're saying that it's only needed for short time. How do you know that?
No,
that's how the Rambam says.
The din is true. You can formulate a true din, which is revealed by a Pasuk, but some part of it might have been known prior to it.
Again, you're trying to say that with regards to the Mishnah and the Chasam Yuchadim. I don't think you could say that the Gzeres HaKasav of Shenema Re'ehu should have been invoked at all if there are two different reasons as to why you're Pater. By Shane and Regel and Karen Muad Pasha that you're Pater. No need to say it. Re'ehu is needed for a short time. But the Rambam puts them all into one category, lumps them together, and says Shenema Re'ehu?
That's the Lidvarecha that the Rambam goes on to explicate that some part of it is which is Mechadish even by other parts. To that, Re'ehu sheds light. But the din, the
hapkin
of the
gemara
does not have to be.
Okay, I don't agree with that. I think I'm making. Avi, what were you going to say? We'll get to it with Nogakar Kefkir. Yes.
Since you mentioned you were trying to die from Lashon Stain and around Kalmadalid.
Yeah.
So I think actually, if anything, I don't think that David is particularly powerful because the previous cases were short time. Well, I think that's not
right.
Because the word Stain is not going
to
tell you anything.
You're saying Mechain might be referring to Gimel and Pez as opposed to Aleph.
I guess the
I don't think that's true per se. Again, the Rambam does say Shenemar Shor Re'ehu.
Someone will tell me it's referring to Lach Al. It's not Akasha, but Mechain is certainly not a Raya.
Right. No, I hear you saying it's about Ar. Again, it is a Raya to again. There are two different things that I was arguing here.
Remember,
question number two is what is this? Why would a Shor have to be Kayev? So you're just basically saying that's not why would a Shor have to be Kayev. So essentially. If you're right, then my heart is only addressing point number one. That the Habib is maintaining the maskana for something, it might just be only the short time.
No.
Okay, good. Fine. Thank you. My brother pointed out that horror that I should really separate these two questions. Okay. Fine. So let's go a little weiter. Right now what I want to do is I want to explain different places where the Habib is maintaining the maskana. So we'll try to go fast. How long is it supposed to be officially?
Yeah, an hour.
Hour. Okay, good. Fine. Okay. So let's move on to section number two. Okay? What we'll try to do now is, as we go through, to try to show more rayas that the Havmina is maintaining the Maskana, and along the way to figure out why on earth I'd have a Havmina Shor Hefker Skype. Basically, what is the Mechayev of Nezek is going to be related to question number two. And via the question of what is the Mechayev of Nezek, we're going to get to why on earth it is that a Shor Hefker could have been Chayev. Are there Havminas that could have proven that? Okay? That's fair? Okay. So, let's take a look at the Talmud Yerushalmi first. We're going to skip the source number 20. I apologize, Rebbe doesn't have it. I'm going to give it to Rebbe. So if you look at the Yerushalmi says something absolutely astounding. If you look at it at first glance, Yerushalmi quotes the din of Do I have the Yerushalmi? I don't have the Yerushalmi. Yeah, so thank you, Shkala. If you look at the din of the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi on the Mishnah in Parak Dalet talks about Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama as to whether a shor hefker is chayav misa, which we're going to get to at the end of the Chavura. Okay? Is a shor hefker chayav misa? That's the question that's discussed by Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakama in that Mishnah. Says the Yerushalmi, okay, Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater, right? And the Chachamim say you're chayav. It's not Chachamim according to Yerushalmi. It's really Rabbi Meir. Good course to put down on the side, by the way. A lot of times we show them argue about whether Stam Bar Plukta to Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir and how often can you apply that principle. This is a good example of where the Yerushalmi assumes that. Yerushalmi, not even just the Rishon. So Tana Rabbi Yoshia. So says Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yudan, for who would be Ba'alav v'lo Yishmerenu? That's going to be important for the end of the Chabura. Ein Ba'am La'elu. Okay, I think the way to punctuate is La'inyan Nezikin. Regarding Nezikin, this is their argument with Gabi Misa. La'inyan Nezikin, what do you say? Tani Rabbi Yoshia, the price that was quoted by Rabbi Yoshia. La'inyan Nezikin says the price, Rabbi Meir, Machayev, Rabbi Yudan, Poter. That in a case of Shor Hefker, that's Mazik, Nezikin. Doesn't say anything about Tam, Muad. In fact, it's clearly referring to a case of Muad in this case, just because, again, your same kasha would apply. So let's remove it. Actually, it's not a kasha, because you don't necessarily have to pass in that Shina Rishos Mashan. So again, it seems to be talking about a Shor Muad. That's Mamish Hefker. It gores. Rabbi Meir Zot, Chayiv. Somebody else comes along and grabs it, he gets to collect from that person. The Nizak can actually collect from that person. Unbelievable. Oh, because Kofir is the next line in the Gemara. Meaning, it's juxtaposing Misa, Nezikin, and Kofir. And it talks about all forms of Nezikin. It doesn't seem to be any particular form. So especially because it's juxtaposed right next to Kofir, I don't think you could say that it's referring to two different types of Shvarim in between. It's talking about a Shor Muad that either does Nezek or kills somebody. Now what happens? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Again, also uses Stam Lashon Nezikin. It doesn't say anything about any type of Mimafar. So, L'kofer Ma, Rebbe Pedas B'Shem Rebbe Oshia, Akol Modim B'Kofer Shu Chayim. Unbelievable that Yerushalmi seems to suggest that even Rebbe Yehuda will be Modim, that there's a Chi of Kofer for a Shor Hefker. So if Reuven comes along and grabs the Shor Hefker, he thinks he just got a big fix, he got the Shor. Turns out he has to pay Kofer to the person who it killed, to the Yerushalmi of the person that it killed. That's what it seems to say. Both leave it to Rabbi Meir and leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, which is unbelievable and the exact opposite, as we'll see, of the analysis of the Bavli, presumably. Rav Hanan is reading the Bavli correctly. It seems to be the exact opposite of how to understand the Chiyuv of Kofir. So what on earth is going on here? It ends up the Gemara actually concludes this way, that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be masking that a Shor Hefker is Chayiv Kofir for the person who's Zochet. So what on earth would the Havmina possibly be to be Mechayiv? So first of all, the reason why this Yerushalmi is important, because is the Havmina maintaining the Maskana? Yes, it is maintaining the Maskana. Totally the Maskana. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, Mamish, and the Ganyan Kofair, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Unbelievable, if that's the way they read the Yerushalmi. Then two, why on earth would a Shor Hefker be Chayiv? For Shor Muad. So I'm opening this, the Ola Al Shulchan HaElyon, I was joking about this. So what do you think would be the Mechayiv of a Shor Hefker? Because that's literally what Yerushalmi is saying now. A Shor Muad that gores, the person who ends up subsequently being Koneh, is going to be Chayiv to pay off the Nizak. So what on earth is the Mechayiv of Nezak then? How does that make any sense? So one thing's for sure, in terms of the different possibilities of what the Mechayiv Nezak is, one of the most popular ones is Ishmira, right? You didn't watch it properly. Right? That's Mechayiv number one. Mechayiv Nezak, okay? So can that apply here? No, there's no bow. There's literally no bow. There's no way that could possibly be Mechayiv Nezak. X, okay? Now I'm not going to X it up, it exists, just not here. Right? By Rabbi Meir. So what other possibilities could it be? So again, I have my own mahalach, but I just want to hear what everybody else is saying. Okay, so let's call this three. Three is the Chazon Yechazkel. I think it's Mamash Pshat. According to the Chazon Yechazkel, the moan itself has a chiyuv. Literally as if the shor itself is chayiv to pay 100 mana, or a mana, whatever it is. It itself is chayiv a mamon, and hence, well, the Chazon Yechazkel will say, why is Rabbi Meir able to be mechayiv a shor hefker? The answer is because, when you're going to the shor, you get its history also, you get all of its outstanding debt. You buy a company with debt, you have to pay off that debt. You get all the debt. So I'm going to call the Chazon Yechazkel. Right? His formulation is like the best. Chiyuvei demonim. Demonim. Good. Chiyuvei demonim. That's what the Chazon Yechazkel could say. So I think Mamish, this is a raya that at least the Maskana, there is something that applies to the Chazon Yechazkel. Is everybody with me on that one? Yeah? Okay. For number two, you could say something alternative. This is a formulation that Rebbe has used in the past, and my brother wanted to use, and you could potentially say this, is that generally, you are mitzuraf to what your mamon does. Kiilu as if you've done it yourself, maybe. That's one formulation that you can have of this. Or not necessarily you did it yourself. You're responsible to pay for things that you own. You own something that does damage, you're responsible for your kid. In like this is a concept that's thrown around all the time. Everybody assumes that you're responsible for things that you own and things that you and your children or whatever it is. Like in the non-Torah world, it makes sense, it's a mistabra svar to say that what your mamon does, you're responsible for it. Sorry, it doesn't have to do with the fact that you didn't watch properly, just the mice, you can clean the mess that your kids make. If you say that, you could still apply it here, you just add the taich that you even have to clean up for the things that it did before you were konin. Meaning your mitsura to the mice ashore, even that it did before you were konin. Sorry, your property did this damage, you have to clean up the mess after your property. I did it before you owned it. Doesn't really matter to us.
How is that different from saying it's really the chiyuv of your mamon? In this case, how is that different than saying it's the chiyuv of your mamon?
It's definitely different. But what do you mean? The lump is definitely different.
No. In a case where I own a shore and then it's mazik, that's very clearly different. Right? But if you're telling me that it's not because of any connection to what the mamon did when I had any shaykhs to it, then aren't you essentially reducing that to the physical sense?
Maybe I am. It wouldn't bother me so much if I was, because I do think that's right. Right.
I'm just trying to figure out if you're.
But yeah. So again, I don't think it does. For example, is the chiyuv going via the shore or is it going straight onto the bow?
And how could it go straight onto the bow if it wasn't there? Because it hasn't.
It's placed onto this bill.
But
maybe now, yeah.
That's me if the never was a bow. It would remain heavier.
If it remains after,
theoretically
has some kind of yichus to the person, to the nizak, yeah.
It's
hefker.
No, I'm just asking.
Is there a chiyuv without a bet?
Right. That would be the nachum, you know. Repakazar, is it, like, for example, is it right for the person to go and grab them? Is another interesting question to ask. I mean, is it okay for Reuben to come along and grab the shore after? Like, he knows gored Shimon's ox. So, or ate Shimon's property. So, according, this might be the hour the Repakazar is making, that according to the option number three, you can say that it's wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. You should be grabbing first. Ikar adin, the shore. It's not necessarily a problem. I think about it.
I said that hadn't stopped me from not meaning this, which is a remaining times point.
Which is
the fact that the Bailam are sitting there and not, or the fact that the Nizak is sitting there and not claiming the shore.
Right, already, yeah. Okay, good. It's a good argument. Yes. I was trying to say very similar.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask a question, which I guess would answer Adam's question, I'm not sure, which is I just don't understand what on earth it means for the shore to have pets.
Oh, okay, we're going to get to it. I have a Medrash in Koheles and a Tomer Tavoro as a source for that. Isn't that great? It's good stuff. Besides the Chazon Yechezkel.
I'm very happy to hear the Tzeirah.
Sorry?
I said I'm very
happy. Right, the Tzeirah. So I'm going to call it the Tzeirah.
I don't know what it means for my shore to have.
Okay, we'll talk about it. It's a great question.
I didn't see the Chazon Yechezkel, but very often in the Gemara, the language that it uses is that it's one shore communicating with another shore, or that it's the chiyuv. It says it in the feminine very, very often.
Chiyuv the shore.
The shore is chayeves, or the shore is.
Yeah, I'm going to use some. Actually, I would like, if you have other examples of that, that would be awesome. That's what we're going to see on the Gemara in Daf Mem Daled. But it's a very good aura. So again, let's put aside whether we can understand how it could be that a shore has debts on it. Let's leave that aside for now. I actually think it is possible, but we'll get to it. Yeah.
The second shot is serious. If a mayor holds that when there's a shore after, it is about, you go straight from the. Is there a chiyuv that's hal on the shore before the other person comes in and is open?
According to the second option, you're saying?
Yeah.
No.
So
there's no chiyuv on the shore. The Baal becomes retroactively responsible for anything that the shore has done.
Okay, I just want
to. Yeah, so, I think so.
And maybe this is a question you're going to get to, but if the Baal and Pachter when they do Shmira, so then how could they be Chayiv if they had no ability to do Shmira because they didn't own it? Like, it's definitely better.
It's good Ara. Let me think for a second. It's a very good Ara. The answer might be is that when you go out of your way to be corner of the shore with either the knowledge of its history, you're saying, let's say he didn't know about
it. No idea.
Onos Gamre. So I would say as follows. The Torah is poter him when he's shomer properly. There's no poter in this case. The Torah tells you, the v'lo yishmerenu. If yishmerenu, he's poter. Because there's the custom of the Torah. But if he didn't watch it, and even if it didn't have bailin, chiyuv eschal, What?
Like an incentive or a reward for his behavior?
Yeah, something like that. A p'tor anus, which is what the Rambam and Mordechai says, by the way. The whole point of all these payments is to elicit better behavior on behalf of the Baal, of watching after his stuff.
That's a far cry from that.
Right, so it's not even like a p'tor anus. It's saying that it's just gzeiras hakasuv. Yeah.
He's not saying it another way.
Well, it's Sarah for saying.
If you watch, then you're potter.
He's saying if you watch, you're potter. He's not saying, he's not then explaining. That's what he's bothered about why there should be a Torah, if you watch.
Right.
He's not yet explicating your shot.
Correct. I mean, this is definitely a step further.
Yeah, it's for sure a step further, right?
How does Yerushalmi respond to the Torah spirit? That's a question.
Right. You can invoke a formulation like this in order to explain your shot.
And then go one more. What's a one more? That's what we're trying to fill in. Pachu Balam Nuzim Pachu Ka. Pachu Balam Nuzim.
Right. It's good. Arba. This is a question of Yerushalmi. It's not even a question of what we're saying. It's literally a question of Yerushalmi. On Rabbi Meir.
On Rabbi Meir. For Kofar.
Yes.
At least in Balvi there is.
Right. Who knows now? Right. Exactly.
But that's what this calls the question. The question whether or not this system, like how far, what do you have? Can you? How much can you keep everything else we have and have this?
Everything else we have in terms of the way we understand Ezekiel in general, you're saying?
You have to also rech it. Like, does he not have? This was what we were talking about yesterday. Like,
right.
Hokel Bible is a Ptor also. So is that debunked on this Ptor? Meaning, if you didn't have Ptor Shorei or Shorish, which you shaman seems not that, would you not have Hokel Bible is
Yeah, interesting. It's a good question. Like, it's a good question.
Maybe you have to also.
And again, I haven't gone through the Yushami, to be very honest with you. I found this by accident. So. It's like the type of thing where in Echnami could be very possible.
But obviously that also gets back because the question is, how many is the team in Moscone? That question. So what you're trying to say is that it's at the last step or the periphery of the halachos that you could. It's just checking the Havamina, but the Havamina has its spillover.
Yes.
The point is that this
is a totally different.
It seems to be harder to do the same thing with. It's harder to figure out why, like.
It's a very radical expression of this havim, you know, of people in Moscone.
Keep that havim and have the dinum we have in the
back. Keep the in Echnami. It's good. Yes. So anyway, so fine. So it's for intellectual honesty, it's very important to point out. This is the way the Pnei Moshe reads the Yerushalmi. If you look, just take a look at source number 21. The Pnei Moshe, other Achronim read this way. It is the only literal way to read the text that we have of the Yerushalmi. It says, it literally says explicitly that the person who's Kone has to pay it off. Many Achronim try to change, including Remeir Simcha, or Sameach, which may not be surprising, because he's the one who thinks that this type of Havamina could only exist by short time anyway. So it may not be surprising. Many of them change the Yerushalmi by doing the following. They say that the Gemara is on the wrong part. It's on the wrong Mishnah. It's really supposed to be on Kavana to knock down a kotel, to rub against the kotel, and ends up killing somebody accidentally. So really, it's the same machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and... It's really a machlokas... I'll give you one second. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are really just arguing about a case of where it was Mechavin the X and hit Y, which totally changes everything about what it's saying. Meaning, the question is, are you chayiv when you're Mechavin the X and hit Y, then you're Nezikin... Right, that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and the Bavli. Are you chayav in kofar? You could say that kofar might be different. That's really what the Yerushalmi is talking about, according to them. That will be significant for Rabbi Chanan's Ara, because if you do read it that way, it's also very lamdish for as a proof for Rabbi Chanan's Mahal. But we'll see that in a second. Yeah. No p'tor for hektish. Maybe it could be that the p'tor of hektish is significantly different, so especially when you take Rabbi Shimon Shita. In the Bavli, it's clear that the Torah of Shor Hektish is different than just Hefker or Nachri. It's something about, like, you don't pay Hektish. Hektish doesn't pay you. His sheet is that you pay Hektish, Hektish doesn't pay you. It's as if it's a special privilege status of Hektish. So it could be that Yerushalmi have some similar formulation of that. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, so that's Remeir Simcha. Okay, so let's take a look back at Mem Daled Amud Beis and source number 15. I don't know if everybody has the same sources. I apologize. I changed everything.
You need this?
What?
Do you need this?
I stole Ariel. Is that right? Do you have one? Okay.
No.
Okay.
You do that, and we know how to share.
Okay, all right, fine. So, take a look at source number 15. Okay? So the Gemara here brings down the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding a shor that's mechaving to one, right? Ezekiel Shalom B'Kavana. It accidentally hits the wrong thing and does damage to another shore, whatever it is it's doing damage to. Could be to an Adam. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're chayiv in that case, where it lacks the kavanah and the Maisa Hezek. Rabbi Shimon says that you're pater. The Gemara goes through, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda compares Nezikin to Kofar. Just like Kofar, if you're chayiv in the X, you hit Y, you're pater. So too, you'll be pater when it comes to Nezikin. Rabbi Meir compares it, sorry, Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to keep on doing this, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so he's the one who says that it should be compared to Katala, should be compared to when the shore kills somebody, right? Just like the shore, I'm mixing things up, I apologize. Kofar you're Chayiv, therefore Rabbi Huda thinks that you're going to be Chayiv, sorry, and that Nezikin is derived from Kofar. Rabbi Shimon thinks it should be derived from Misa, when a shore is Mechav and the X hits Y, Ki Misa Zabayim, Kach Misa Zashore, you're Pater, so too, by Nezikin you'll be Pater. Why would you compare one to the other? Says the Gemara, what's pshat behind the different Tanai? Rabbi Huda nami nevav mekatale. Why didn't he learn out from Katale? Why is he learning out from Kofar? Don't in tashlumin mitashlumin. Very mistaber. Take tashlumin to tashlumin. Don't take Katala. Killing the shore, why should I have anything to do with Kofar and Nezikin? Vein don't in tashlumin mimisa. Okay? Rabbi Shimon nami nevav mekofar. Why doesn't he learn out from Kofar? Why is Rabbi Shimon ignoring Kofar? Why is he compared to Katale? Don't in chiyuve de shore, mechiyuve de shore. We compare chiyuve de shore to chiyuve de shore. Vafuke kofar to chiyuve de bailam hu. Kofar is a chiyuve de baal. This is a chiyuve de shore. Right? Okay? That's what the Gemara says. What on earth does that mean? It's the type of thing where you look at it, you can stare at it for a very long time, and it doesn't really make any sense. Take a look at the way Rashi explains chiyuve de shore. Tashlumi niskav machmas, it's not supposed to say bore, it's supposed to say shore. Hashore, right? Bayin. It comes machmas hashore. Rashi's lashon underline that word is machmas. Let me ask you a question. Where does the chi of kofar come from? The Gemara saying the chi of kofar is chi of the bayin. That's chi of the bayin. This is chi of the shore. What? So, where does it come machmas? It comes machmas the actions of a shore. The only way that your chi of kofar is if a shore kills somebody. So, what are you telling me that nezikin is machmas hashore but not kofar? Well, kofar is machmas abal, but the bow is killing somebody? No, that's not what kofar is talking about. It's not where a shore kills somebody. So of course, kofar is also machmas hashor. So what does Rashi really say? So Rachanan has beautiful mahalach, and I think this is the formulation that everybody borrows. I don't know if this is the one that is around in the online yeshivos. But Rachanan famously says, she is Rashi, and I think it's Pasha in this Gemara here, that what we're talking about is whether the chiyuv is machmas hashor or machmas ishmira of the bailin. Is it about shmira or is it about the mice of the shore? Take a look at Rachanan inside. Okay, Upirish Rashi, Tashlumi Nizka Machmas Ashore Bain, La Fuke Kover Tachyuba de Bailam Hu, Kaparas Nafsho, Ubir Devar. This is how you explain Rashi. Dibin Nizikin, Pu'ulas Ashore, Hu Machayiv Aso. When it comes to Nizikin, what's the Machayiv? The action, the Pu'ula of the shore. Elohim Shamru Karoi, Patra Torah, but if he watches it properly, then you become Patra. Ava Kover de Kapara Hu, Eav Shalom Rashi Eskayiv de Kapara, Ba'ad Mas Ashoro. When it comes to Kover, it's impossible that he should be Chayiv, right? Ba'an Ma'is Shor, just because of the Ma'is Shor. He has no shaykhus in the Ma'is Shor. Why do I need kapara? I'm not responsible for the Ma'is Shor per se. What am I responsible for? Okay, I don't know what he means over here. Ato Tovi Chate V'gido Menaged. Like, what, if Tovi makes the mistake, if he's the one who's Chote, then I have to be the one who pays for it? Elach Yuva Ba'an Ma'is Atzmohu. Rather, sorry. Yeah, exactly. The chiyuv is out his own maisa. Shibagaramto nerag adam ayedei shelo shamar ashoro karoi. Because he didn't watch it properly, he caused the death. The ikra chiluk says Rav Chanan, the underlined part bold. I did that. It's not in the Kovei Shiurim. So shib nezikin I ashmira eno elo tanai the chiyuvo. When it comes to nezikin, lack of shmira just a chitzoni tanai. The ikra mechayiv is maisa deshor, as opposed to aval gabi kofer I ashmira hu maisa mechayavo. So, what is the Mechayiv of Nezek? For Kofar, it's Ishmira. But not when it comes to Nezek, it's not. There's nothing to do with Shmira, says Rabbi Shimon. Now, again, this is all within Rabbi Shimon. That's important to point out. Rabbi Shimon thinks that the Mechayiv of Nezek is Chiyuve Deshor. Now, what does Chiyuve Deshor mean now that it's not Ishmira? So, I'll be honest. Most Pashut way of explaining it, the way that Yitzhak was saying before, I think, is saying that the Chiyuv is on the shore. I think that is the best way to explain it. I actually have arrived from the fact that in the stencils, in the Sugi of Nagak Akak Hifkir, Rav Chaim uses the, I shouldn't say Rav Chaim, whoever wrote it up, uses the lashon of, I don't know, but it's not, it wasn't written by Rav Chaim. Anyway, so the lashon that that it uses there is chiyuve de shore, is anything that is a chalos on the shore. As opposed to chiyuve de baal, which is a chalos that's on the baal, meaning post facto, talking about the chiyuv. Chiyuve de shore is misa, because you killed the shore. Chiyuve de baal is anything that's a consequence for the baal. So he's clearly using that lashon. The fact that you can even use that lashon that way proves that the pashas of the lashon of Gemara here, and the Rechazik Haskell probably thinks this is a very strong right to Shita, is that it's literally a chiyuv on the shore. You don't have to say that. Haraya, Rashi doesn't say. What does Rashi say? Machmas Ashor. It doesn't mean that it's literally a chiyuv on the shore. It's Machmas Ashor. The Mais Ashor is Mechayiv me in the Nezek. But the Mechayiv is the Mais Ashor. So it could be option two. We'll see that there's another option brought down by the Ravon and the Yoni Hashas in a second. And then it could be option number three if you take chiyuv to shore in the most literal sense possible. Yeah? Good. Now, Agav, I just think it's very important to point out. Rav Chanan's Mahalach is beautiful. Fits beautifully with the Yerushalmi, according to the Achronim, who try to change the Yerushalmi. Because what is the Yerushalmi saying? That you could be chayav for kofar. Even if it was mechav in the X and hits Y, you should be chayav for kofar. But not for Nezek, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik between Nezek and kofar. Kofar, you're chayav. Nezek, you're not chayav. So why should that be the case? So it would fit beautifully with Rav Chanan's Mahalach, like directly down the line. Right? The reason why it's splitting down is because what's kofar all about? Shmira. It doesn't matter what the shore is mechayiv to. You should have been watching it. It should be charging anything. It's your fault. So yeah, in economy, the shore is a little stupid. It made a mistake, whatever it is. But you should be watching it to make sure it doesn't do something like this. That's why you're mechayiv and kofar. But when it comes to Nezek, maybe the mechayiv isn't Ishmira. Maybe that's just a Tanai b'ptor. So even Rabbi Yehuda and Yerushalmi would fit beautifully with Rav Chanan's Mahal. Does that make sense? Just as an agat point. I just think it's a point that's worth pointing out. If you do change the Yerushalmi according to the other Achron. Now, it happens to be that this Mahalach of Rav Chanan is, the only way to explain Rabbeinu Hanani on the Sugya. Rabbeinu Hanani is a very famous shita that's very strange. Like Moshe was actually the first one to point this out to me last year. Rabbeinu Hanani says that what is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? So, at first glance, what he seems to be saying is, it's Kishitasam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Davar Hashem Meskavein, Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, Davar Hashem Meskavein, Pater. Perfect. Sure, that's Mechavein, Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it's not Mechavein, Pater. Rabbi Shimon thinks it doesn't matter. Sorry. Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon thinks it depends on whether it was Mechavein or not. It fits beautifully with their Shitos in Pesach Shabbos, Kol Torah Kula. And then the Rabbeinu Chanan says, but you could split the Pesach. You could pass it to Rabbi Shimon, Megabe, Hilchos Shabbos, and pass it to Rabbi Yehuda here. So there's like dozens of questions on the, not dozens, three. Three questions on the Rabbeinu Chanan. First of all, Mehekatesi, you can even compare the two. Davar Shem Eskavi, even if you do say applies to Kol Torah Kula, is only in regard to Yisur. Who says that has any Shaychus to Nezikin? What a Chiddush that the Gemara does not mention at all. Question number two. The Gemara does mention the reasoning behind the Machlokes, and it's not Davar Shem Eskavi, Chayav, or Pater. It says what the reasoning behind it is, whether it should be compared to Katale or to Kofir. So why on earth is Rabbeinu Chanan giving some alternative reason that's not given by the Gemara? Number three, how are you allowed to split the Pesach? We pass it Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shem Eskavi. If it's really the Shitasam, what makes you decide that you're able to come around and bifurcate and split between the two? So where is all this coming from? You can answer any individual question, but many of them are very pressing. So I think Gufa, Shan Rabbeinu Hanano, is exactly this chiluk. He doesn't, look at the Lashon in source number 18. What does Rabbeinu Hanano say? He doesn't say that they are the Shitasam. They are the Shitasam. He says, Rabbi Shimon the Ta'amei, only Rabbi Shimon is the Tamei, the Sever Devar Hashem is Gavin Pater. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, he doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda is the Shitasam. He says Rabbi Shimon is the Tamei, and Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv. What is Rabbeinu Hanano saying? If I compare Nezikin to Shor, if I compare it to Misa, right? The way that Rabbi Shimon is trying to compare it to Misa. Why would I compare it to Misa versus comparing it to Kofar? I'm trying to say it's a din in the Maisa of the Shor itself. Exactly like what Rav Chanan was saying. The fact that I even compare it to Misa means that I'm talking about Chiyuv de Shor, a Chiyuv that is all about the Maisa of the Shor. The Chiyuv doesn't stem from Ishmira of the Bailim, doesn't stem from anything else, it's from the Maisa of the Shor itself. So if it's from the Maisa of the Shore itself, now I'm B'chal the Parsha of Davar Shem Eskavi. Now I can get into the discussion of when something is Mechav in the X and hits Y, is that Nidon as its Maisa? Right, you know Rav Chanan's famous Chakir when it comes to Davar Shem Eskavi and Pesach Reish, right? We have from River Mill. So that Chakir is now Shaykh here. Is this Nidon as its Maisa? Now I have to ask that question. Zakhtar Rabbi Shimon L'Shitah. So no, not my Maisa, not me. Nothing to do with me, right? But if you say that Nezikin should be compared to Kofar, and it's about Ishmira, it's not about Nezikin, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda is so insistent? It should be Nidon Tashlumin Mitashlumin, the Baal Pain. It's nothing to do with Maisa Deshor. So what are you bringing? Davar Shem Eskavi. It says Rabbi Yehuda, even if I greet you, it has nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other. I don't care. Even if it was the record Davar Shem Eskavi Pater, it has zero to do with this. I don't care. It's not about the Maisa Deshor. It's about your Ishmira. Does everybody understand what Rabbeinu Chanan is saying? So, and that's why you could split the Pesach. Why can you split the Pesach? Because Rabbi Yehuda's fundamentally arguing is that you misunderstood the nature of Nezikin. Nezikin is not about the Maisa of the Shore. Shabbos is about the Maisa. Isurim b'kol tugul about the ma'isa. This is not about the ma'isa. This is about Yishmira. This has nothing to do with your discussion. Yeah? Now, just to finish off, I'm going to take questions first. The Tosefta puts a ton of emphasis when it comes to formulations of Rabbi Yehuda on Lo Yishmeren. I'm not going to go through the entire Tosefta now, but the fact that the Tosefta is constantly focusing on the Lo Yishmerenu and therefore Chayiv, in fact, the Tosefta implies that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda's Poter Shor Hefker is because the Lo Yishmerenu. Those words are used by the Tosefta to learn out Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. What is Rabbi Yehuda all about in terms of these Chiyuvim? Shmira. Something to be argued. Look, you should take a look at the Tosefta. I have it in source number 19. It's more complicated, so I don't want to get into it right now. But it could fit beautifully with what we're trying to say right now. Yeah? Is that good? Yeah, no.
Yeah, just what about the question you asked about crossing over from Yisrael to Mabum?
Oh, so that's the point. If it's about the Maisa, I could argue that the whole Svar of Dover Shem Miskavin is, what's Dover Shem Miskavin? Is this unintended consequence a part of my Maisa? And that applies to Yisurim, to Mamon. As long as the Maisa of the Shore is the Mechayiv, I could argue that Dover Shem Eskavim means a general principle that I am not connected to that unintended consequence. It's not my Maisa. It's not me. That would be Poter me in Shabbos, it would be Poter me in Nezikin, it would be Poter me in anything. Sorry?
I said Adam Hamazek has a Psoor.
It depends on what you mean by Adam Mul Olam. Again, that's I in the Sukh of Adam Mul Olam, it could be that it's a Chiddush. Taka. It could be that Adam Ulolam, he is considered responsible for these actions when it comes to Nezikin in particular. He's kind to watch over himself to that degree. Again, it's not considered an unintended consequence. He's Mu'ud. Especially the Lashon fits well. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I
that's what Rashi says. Mach Masa Shor. Rashi is not saying what I'm trying to argue business anymore. But I don't have to use the Rabbi Nachmanel's pshat. I'm just saying that the Rabbi Chanan's formulation beautifully fits a very palatic Rabbi Nachmanel. I'm just...
It's a huge issue. I'm asking, you're not merging those two.
No. That's why it's so important. That's why Elias Ara is so important. These are two separate questions. And that's part of the Ara here. What I'm trying to say now is Chiyuvi the Shor, according to Rabbi Chanan, Enechanami is telling me that there's somewhat, at least, let me put it this way. The Havamina of the Gemara was that Shmira is not the Machayev of Nezek on Daf Yud Gimel. That's clear. The fact that I can even conceive of a Shor Hefker being Chayev for what it does clearly shows that I'm not Chayev because of Ishmira. Okay. The Kamash Malan could have been Shmira is the Machayev. The Kamash Malan of the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel could have easily been that Enechanami Shmira is the Machayev. Ishmira is the Machayev. Therefore, it has to be owned by a Baal. Again, what Rabbi Yehuda ends up saying. The reason why it has to be owned by a Baal is because Shmir is the Mechayiv of Nezek. That could have been the Maskanas HaGemara, which none of these Achronim said.
But there would still be something else missing at that point. Your question too, at the moment, is why would a Shor Hefker be Chayiv?
Well, Chayiv
is not...
Einachnami.
Nowhere near that.
Einachnami. I'm not trying to argue that. Again, this is addressing question number one, not question number two. 100%. They are two separate questions. They're two separate questions. How far does the Maskana go is going to be related to this question, but all I'm trying to prove is that it's not about Shmira. That's all I'm trying to prove. Yes, as Rashi does. Mach Masa Shor does not mean that the Chiyuv is on the shore. In fact, the fact that Rashi decides to change it probably is an indication against I'm 100% masking. That's not, I'm not arguing that point. So just let me just clarify this, and I'm going to get to Moshe. Just quickly. The point that we're at right now is that what I'm trying to do is proving context in which the Mechayiv is much more than Shmira. The Mechayiv for Nezek is much more than Shmira. That's regarding question number one. We brought many sources for that. The Yerushalmi have Yeshiva Rebbe Meir that even a Shor Hefker Mamish is Chayiv. Okay? Then in addition, we're trying to prove other stories from the Gemara and Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, which has Chiyuvi the Shor, which according to any interpretation is certainly more than Shmira, as Rav Chanan said explicitly. Right? It's more than Shmira. It could be Mamish Chiyuv on the Shor. It could be that it's not Mamish Chiyuv on the Shor. Let's say Revar. But the point is it's not Shmira. Shmira is not the Mechayiv.
It's not just Seir. Even just the Lord of the Maisa Shor. I
mean, what?
Even just the Lord of the Maisa
Shor. So why am I Chayiv for my Maisa Shor?
It could be.
So give me a fourth option.
I thought the Seir was introduced to explain why you'd be Chayiv even for a Shor Hefker after like an Ijami. Otherwise, it's not so much...
Right, so Tzerev has two different...
Okay, that's all. It has two different permutations. This is one of the first... Yes.
But it's Mamun that has to be in my Rishos currently.
But it's not the idea that it could be...
Retroactively. I'm not trying to say... I apologize. I can see why that was not clear. I apologize. Yes, 100%. Does everybody understand me? It may be that some people picked up on that, some people didn't. The point is that Seraph could manifest itself in two different ways. Seraph doesn't have to work retroactively. Seraph could be that I'm a tzarif to any mitzvah that my mamon currently does. doesn't have to work retroactively, and that could be exactly what Rav Chanan is saying.
It's more mechudash to say that it does.
Yeah. So, again, Rabbi Meir already said
it. Right, and a stretch.
Right.
You don't want to say that.
Right.
Typically.
Which Rabbi Meir is a stretch, meaning Rabbi Meir is already making us.
So maybe. But typically, Tzeruf means.
So the mice that Mike Shore currently does right now.
At the time, there's a kasher.
Yes.
But what happens, even if I didn't do it,
right.
You know, is still sufficiently either right. My responsibility or linked to me.
Right. I should write this down.
Behovend Shavar. Okay, there are two different ways of saying it. Okay.
So good.
So once I take over, whether his baggage, whether it's financial or even his actions, you know, whether that baggage now gets connected to me is an open question.
Whether that baggage gets connected, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
Legal baggage.
Right.
I think Carl and I are asking the same question, which is that the same concept, just there's a time difference, or are these two totally different ideas, or what's all the same?
Again, it's definitely not two totally different ideas. I don't think so. But what is Rabbi?
Well, again, if you think by the tziruf that you're talking about, like I think what you're going to get to soon, which is that what the animal does is actually, you know, like, you know, masha osa mamoncha, you know, it's like a, you know, mali gufo mali mamono kind of a thing.
Right.
So I don't think you can say that lamafreya.
Right.
You know, so. Right.
Yeah, in a moment.
That you can't say.
Again, you're just helping my point. You're just trying to help me show that the only way to explain Rabbi Meir
legal baggage in terms of.
Is,
right.
Meaning, the more that we attack the tzeruf idea, you're just helping me prove that the only way to explain Rabbi Meir is the Chazon Yecheskel. Which I'm happy with. I'm totally fine with that. What other possibility is there? Again, give me another possibility.
We're not trying to explain Rabbi Meir. We're trying to explain that I wouldn't have imagined it as one, two, and three. I would have said, really, there's one, two, meaning Ishmira and Achiv. Because Mamoni is it, which is the word that
they're. You want two to be split into two?
Yeah, I mean,
okay. Let's put it this way. I didn't have a blackboard when I was practicing for this. So it happens to be that it's not a riot to be a dyke. I don't have people like taking pictures and like making tzuyukim, but yeah,
that's what
they
did, right? The last 20 years, it was to picture on the board, just in case.
Yeah, see? Exactly. They're very high academic standards. And the learning brachos, right? So, call of Torah is interconnected. So, okay. So, who wanted to ask a question? Moshe wanted to ask a question.
Yeah. Are you saying that Yehuda is mechayev, even though? So, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mechayev with that kavana. You're saying Rabbi Yochanan is not saying this. Which is also of Dov Shem Skaling. He's mechayev you in kavana or not because it has nothing to do with kavana.
It has nothing to do with kavana. Yeah, nothing to do with mice. Sure.
Are you saying that applies in all nizikin or just in short? That is the chiyuv in nizikin. Cool. Is
it Ishmira? I'm not going to generalize. I don't know if I have to. Why would I have to? Because
Rabbi Huda is only Mechayiv in Kavanah
and Bor. He's Mechayiv in.
Only with Kavanah. He's Bor. He patches Yushlo Kavanah
and Bor. Oh, Bor. Fascinating. So that'd be very interesting. So that'd be great. The ability to be Mechayiv. First of all, almost this entire Chabura is only dealing with the Chuv of the Shor, not Bor and Ish.
So, in fact, I'm just pointing out that you would have.
Yeah.
Say that the
that could be fascinating.
The Nizikin would end up being a different
view of Enochnami. That could be fascinating.
It's fine.
It's a very good art. Yeah.
Very good reasons to think that anyways.
What? Sorry?
There are probably very good reasons to think that.
Right. That was actually the first Chabura I was planning on giving, but yeah. Maybe later in the year. No, that different Mechayim for different Ovos Nizikin, and how Mechayim Benehim, and how that influences the Tashlum. But yeah, it's a very good art. Okay, so let's go a little weiter. How much time do I really have? What's the official time that we said? Right? Oh, okay, thanks, Charlie. Charlie, we'll put it on the board. Okay, let's try to go quickly. Let's go through Eved V'Ama. Eved V'Ama is going to be another fundamental sugya to determine what the Mechayev of Nezek is, and also will address, I think, both of our questions, potentially. Now, everybody can explain to me what they think. So, mostly Eved V'Ama is going to be trying to prove that the Mechayev is not Ishmira, the Mechayev is something more than that, or some Rishonim thinking that the Mechayev is Shmira, and to show how these are differences. By the way, the reason why I think that this is important is because we always throw around the Chakira, it's good to be able to pin down particular shitas that fit with it. So, for example, we have Rabbi Meir and Yushan, which is a crazy formulation. We have Rav Chanan, Shita, and Rashi on that Mabdalad, according to the Levi's of Rabbi Shimon. These are particular pinning down shitas. Rabbi Nachanan, splitting perfectly down the line between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It's good to have these in your back pocket as actual manifestation of the Chakiras that we always say. Sometimes they just fly around the air, and they're not there. I know, my chavrus is smiling. So, a lot of times it's not necessarily there, so it's good to be able to pin it down with particular points. So I literally stole everything from Eved V'Ama from Rebbe's Shir. I was supposed to be back in Rebbe Shir this year, so I really just stole all the makoros. And but nobody else is in Shir, so I can pretend as if I came up with everything myself. So the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, when it comes to the having of Eva Vamat, the Gemara is trying to explain how it could be that Kavanas of the Hazik is, so to speak, a kula, right? The Gemara is explaining in Libid Shmuel, what's the Lohari Ashor Kaare Amaveh. So according to Shmuel, that refers to Karen versus Shane. So Kavanas of the Hazik, what's the reason why I would not be able to derive Shane, Karen from Shane? Because Karen has Kavanas of the Hazik. That's, so to speak, a tzad kula. A reason that it should not be able to be derived from Shane. The Gemara ends up flipping that on its head because it doesn't really seem to make any sense. Tosfos to provide a svara for it, right? Maybe when it's so intent on destruction, vengeful destruction, it's kibos if I'm ones, I should be pater, right? So that's what the Gemara says. It's trying to figure out what exactly is the tzad p'tor for kavanas l'hazik. So Gemara says, I don't understand. La kavachomer, who? Shouldn't this be a kavachomer? Why? Uma shein shein kavanas l'hazik kaiyev karen shavas l'hazik lo koshkein. You have everything flipped on its head. Kavanas l'hazik should be a tzad l'chomer. It should be a kavachomer that if shein kaiyev, of course, I mean, it's kavanas l'hazik should be kaiyev. Right now, the Gemara is suggesting that kavanas l'hazik should be a makayev. Okay. Put on the side. Then the Gemara goes back and it says, no, it's drif. Salka daita kamina, it's drif, meaning I need to write Karen. I would not be able to derive Karen from Shane. Why? Saita daita kamina, midi dehava eved va'ama. When it comes to the sukkah of eved va'ama, somebody's slave, right? Eved va'ama, lava gav, avagav, de kamanas la hazik, aviluaki ptire. Despite the fact that eved va'ama have kamanas la hazik, still their putter. Hakanami lo shna, maybe here too, I would have said the same thing. That kamanas la hazik is ironically a tzad ptor. How? We don't know. Notice that the Gemara uses the lashon of afilu hachi p'tire, meaning it's acknowledging that kavanas l'hazik should have been a tzad chumrah, but even still it's pater. Maybe whatever that p'tor is that applies to Evavama should apply also to Karen. Amaravashi, no, atu Evavama, lav time Rabba Yisfu, doesn't have this amazing reason as to why it's pater. Shema yakni tenu Rabbo v'yelech v'yadu k'disho shachaveira. We're afraid that the rabbi's going to go ahead, get bothered by his master, burn down millions of dollars worth of property, put him in debt for life. It's a great comeback. He's going to totally ruin his entire livelihood. Can't be. Efshar. So what's going on in this Gemara? What was the svara to say that Kavanas l'hazik would be a tzad chumrah? Then we say Kavanas l'hazik seems to be a tzad kula by Eva Vama. And then we say, no, really, by Eva Vama, it's just Shemin Akli Tenu Rab. So let's focus. We don't have enough time to go through every single stage of the Shach of Tariya, and Rebbe did it much more eloquently than I did. So let's just stick with Shemayak Tenu Rabbah, and we might be miyakas to the earlier stages of the Shach of Tariya also, but for now, let's just stick with Shemayak Tenu Rabbah. What on earth is that svar, Shemayak Tenu Rabbah? Why is that a tzad p'tor? So, there are different halachim given in the Rishonim. What's the most pashut one that would jump out at you right away? Just the formulation of it. Shemayak Tenu Rabbah, why are you p'tor for what your Eved and Rama do? What would you guys say? What? It sounds like it's like a tikkun olam. Like, are you talking? We're going to let this happen? It would be terrible. So, tikkun derabanan shemi yakni tenu, lest he go and totally mess over his master, we're going to be masaking that he can't do that. So, that's what the Meiri says. The Meiri says that. Other Rishonim seem to say that. The Ravanas, we'll see. So, the Meiri says, it's like a b'nei tikkun olam. We don't want this to be able to happen. So, the Ravanah goes here. But Eina Chanami, fundamentally, you should have been kaya for your Ebevama and anything that they do. Okay. So the Meiri is kind of going to be left on the side a little bit, except for the svar that he gave. Because he doesn't really tell us as much in terms of the maskana of how to understand what's going on. It just sounds like you should have been kaya. But it's Mamono Amazik, Bekavana, whatever it is. And this has a special svara of Tor, just because it happens to be extenuating circumstances in the Durabana. Tam Rabbeinu Tam has the same svar, just on a deraisa level. We're not going to go through Tam Rabbeinu Tam right now. He says that the reason why the Torah wasn't mechayim for Eved Vama is because of this tikkun olam svar. Essentially, that's what he seems to say. The Rabban has something fascinating. We're going to skip to the Rabban in source number 27. Page 6. The Rabban says that why is it that Eved Vama would have been chayiv, and why is it that they're pater? Says the Rabban, Eina kanami shemekatin rabo is gzera de Rabban. But why would I have been chayiv for Eved Vama, the formulation that he uses? Velo min adin, meaning it's not min adin that you're pater for Eved Va'ama, put the comma there in the underlying part. Why should have you been chayv? Yad Eved kiyad Rabo. Yad Eved is kiyad Rabo. As Rabbi said before, Mali Gubo Mali Mamono. He is your extension. He is you. Ela tekanas chachamim hu. Rather the Rabbanon uprooted it. So now Agav, based off of this, and this is not per se tzeru, so I'm going to put it in as a separate. Someone, Tzirif doesn't mean that his mice is my mice. It means that I'm responsible for what he does.
This seems to be formulating a potential mechayiv, at least by Eved Ba'al Mamon, the Gyoni Ashas, which we're not going to unfortunately read through. Rav Yosef Engel tries to apply this to all mamon, is that literally it's as if I've done it myself. His maisa is my maisa. My mamon's maisa is my maisa. So what we call it? We'll call it Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba. What?
There's a bunch of Rashi that say that says that I'm bored.
By four?
Like three or four.
That whatever the board does is kilu, if I did it myself.
In the case where it's tied, it's kilu, he's be a dive.
Kilu, he's be a dive. The reason we have to be careful is that by a shomer, a pshia, okay, it could be that is a valid idea. I'm not holding the sugya of shore as much. So I don't know if the. Meaning, ki, we always have to be careful with, obviously, when it comes to formations of ki. But it's a very good aura, though. Again, one of the strong rites for this mahalach is Daphne Hayim Abbas, where the Gemara says that Uvir B'stei Akar is Yavirena B'yadayim, meaning Rashi over there says that when you don't do your Shmir P'chusa, your Poshaya, it's about as if you did the Shlich, you literally fed it with your hands. Machalena B'yadayim, Rashi says it very, very powerfully in Daphne Hayim Abbas. So there are formulations that seem to indicate that the Machayiv of Nezek is that it's as if you've been doing the Maisa Hezek yourself because your Mammon is doing it on your watch, so to speak.
On that Nun Gimel, Rashi does not have a chaf. He says, Evan Nami had a board, but Hezek can get that.
Kishmak, okay, fine. Something very interesting to keep taking into account. Okay.
That means
is the follow
board Maisa
Bidayim,
or the board is doing
Bidayim?
I have to look
in
context there.
Right.
It sounds like, no, that does sound like it's the Baal. Is it?
It's
the
thing, it's on Grama. It's a category that Hezek Abiyadayim. It's contrasting with the legal category of grub.
Okay. So just agav, so an important point that comes out of the formulation of the Rabban and potentially of the Gyonei Shas is a potential other Mechayev for Nezek that we didn't necessarily consider until this point, but this is literally as if the Maisa is my Maisa. Okay? But the point is that everybody so far that we've seen agrees that it's a Svar of Shem Yagatana Rabba, is a Svar of Alma, Rabbi Tikkun Ol. Right? To get rid of the Chiyav that should exist. The Rabbanim goes there, or the Torah was goes there, so to speak. The Torah gets rid of it according to Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. But we're afraid that it's going to lead to disastrous consequences. So we're going to get rid of those consequences, even though Me'ikra didn't, they should exist. Yeah.
We have to put some limitation on the Zikin, right? Because it's still Mamona Shehizik, and
they're not. Oh, Yad Evakiyah Rabba, we're saying. Yeah, for sure. It's not. You're not Dal Tavarim for. You obviously have to put some kind of limitation on it. By the way, that could explain why the Gemara needs it, because there's a custom to be Mamai Dal Tavarim for Mashur. So that could be pshat. Depends on how literally you want to take it. But taka shor should be chayiv mamish and chamishit devarim. No, mamai dal devarim. Either two gezeres kasevs, one gezeres kasevs, depends on where you hold them. So yeah, it's a good point. Okay, fine. Tosos, I'm convinced, have a fundamentally different perspective of the sugya. Okay, unfortunately, we won't have as much time to go through everything as we probably want to. I think really should get going. So what Tosos fundamentally says as follows. They're bothered because they assume that all along the Mishnah knew the entire Mishnah in time. The Gemara knew the entire Mishnah in time. Rashi does not assume that. The way Rashi explains the Shagatari is actually very simple. The Gemara in the Hava Mino, when it says Kavanasa Bahazik, right, should be at Sad Tor on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, right? So when the Gemara first says Sad Mino Midi Dehava Eva Ma Lava Gav the Kavanasa Bahazik Afilu Haki P'tirei Hakanami Loshna. That was some kind of weird Havamina that the Gemara doesn't necessarily have to explain that Eved Ba'al Mamon is Potter because it has Kavanos Lahazik. No, says Rav Ashi, you don't understand what the din is from. The din is from the Mishnah Yedayim. The Mishnah Yedayim says, Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo. Lest he get upset at his Adon and mess up everything. So, Rav Ashi, according to Rashi, the Gemara did not yet know, so to speak, the Mishnah Yedayim in the first stage of the Shagat Arya, which is the reason why it's ignoring the Svar of Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo. Right? Tosos got very upset at that. Of course the Gemara knew Mishnah Yedayim from the very start. Of course it knew in the Havamina Afilu. So what's going on in the Gemara? What changed from Ravashi to the Havamina? The Havamina knows Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo. The Maskana knows Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo. So what is Ravashi saying? Taim Gedola, right? Isbahu. Suddenly that changes everything. We knew that that's the Svar of the Tor. So why was it now changing everything? So Tosos seems to say as follows. The Havamina of the Gemara transitions from the technical perspective of Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo, that we can't be Machayvim because it would just be impossible. And it transitions to a more fundamental understanding of what Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo is, that it's not Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo, you should be Chayv, but what could we do? We have to get rid of the Chiyuv. It's Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo, it's a fundamental Hafka of the Machayv of Nezek. The fact that an Eved could go and on his own volition ruin you entirely by damaging everything. He's a Bardas who has his totally own, on his own volition, can do whatever he wants, and he has total of his own Kavanah.
That in itself should be a tzad of tor. Too much kavanos lahazik is a tzad of tor. Does that make sense? Everybody's saying the way I can prove it from Tosos is as follows: the Marsha Gufa tries to change the gears of Tosos, and the Maram does also because it's a pal of Tosos. What does Tosos say? Tosos say they ask several questions, but basically the main question is why Shemini Ketanet Rabo suddenly a svara that the Gemara knew before but didn't think it answered the question. The Shapir Habiyada the Hamaksha time of the Shemini Ketanet Rabo. In Ekanami, the Maksha knows the Shemini Ketanet Rabo is a svara. Vafilu Haki Parit came into Ebed Va'amak Turin. Vafilu Be'in Kavanas and Hazik. They're putter even when there's no kavan al hazik, even when the Ebed does it accidentally. But why? Vafagav the Lo Shai Taima the Shemini Ketanet Rabo. To Anasu, when the Eved does it accidentally, technically the Svara of Shemini Ketanet Rabo would not be applicable because the Eved's not doing it deliberately, right? Even still, Depamim did a Skavnu, Virmalu did a Skavnu. Sometimes the Eved's going to say, I didn't do it on purpose. And really, he's like trying to really mess over his ball and he's burning every single field in sight. And he's just acting as if he doesn't know what he's doing and he's accidentally making mistakes. So the Svara of Shemini Ketanet Rabo will expand even to a case where he doesn't have Kavana. Only because, not fundamentally, we're afraid that he's lying. So, what we were going to say is that since we're afraid that he's lying, so somehow the Svar of Shemini Ketanet Rabo now expands. To me, this sounds like a Takana Dura Lone. Although, plug, we're afraid that the Ebed is going to start pulling shtick, so we're just going to say, in general, you're never Kai for Ebed Vamba. Ever. Because we're afraid that he's going to start pulling shtick and pretend that he's doing the Shalom B'Kavana. Right? L'kach b'tir ebekol inyin, nimshish ha-kavanaso gorem ha-ptur, ha-kanami karen shakavanaso da-hazik. So says the Maksha, we see that Kavanah Lahazik is actually ironically a tzad of Tor. Whether we feel bad for the Baal, whatever that tzad is of Kavanah Lahazik, it is a tzad of Tor. It could be what Tosa said before, right? That it's Ki'ilu Anus, what am I supposed to do? This kid, this thing's crazy. So we're going to give you the same Ptor on Karen also. Okay? Then it says Ravashi Perish, Da'afilu Be'en Kavanah Lahazik Ika Taimur Rabba. Even by the case of Kavanah Lahazik, there's still a Taimur Rabba. That's literally repeating what Tosos just said in the Maksha. That's literally the same thing. Taima Rabba of Shem Yakitan and Rabbo applies even to Shalom B'Kavana. Sakta Ravashi, Afilu Shalom B'Kavana, Taima Gedola Ika. How is that any different than the Havamin of Tosos? What is changing between the Maksha and Ravashi? The answer is it a Taima Gedola? Is it really a fundamental Hafgah Sachiyu? Or is it a technical Svara? According to Ravashi, it's fundamental. You're misreading the Mishnah Yadayim. It's not that it's some technical svar that the Rabbanan came along and just got rid of the Chiyuv. It's a fundamentally different understanding of the Mechayiv of Nezek. That this is too much Kavanas Lahazik to the point where I'm no longer responsible for what this Mammon does. Does everybody follow what I'm saying? So now what we have is something unbelievable. He should be Chayiv on Shmira for things that he does. But that's not the svar that's being thrown around here as to why he's Patur. It's not that it's like an unus of how could he watch it. It's a fundamental svara that he is not mechayiv, even if you say that he's mitsura to his stuff, because when it has its own volition, when it has its own kavana, that is a reason within its own right to be poter him from what his mammon does. Does that make sense to everybody? So we're going to highlight it with the Rambam in a second. So what was I going to say? That was something that was important. Oh, if you look at the Mishnah Yadayim, what is the Mishnah Yadayim talking about? Responses of the Purushim to the Tzedukim. So I'll be very honest. To have as the Makabe Patash of Yadayim, right? Yadayim is one of the most beautiful Masechtos in Shas. To have the Makabe Patash of a Machlokas between the Tzedukim and the Purushim about a Gezeira de Rabbana? What do the Tzedukim and Purushim really argue about? Okay, they also probably argue with rabbinic authority in terms of Tekanos. But what do they more fundamentally probably argue about? You would assume, this isn't a right. I'm just saying it's a more fundamental Svara. Does Rebbe agree with it? It's a possibility. It's not mistaber that like the Rabbanan are like, no, you totally misunderstood. There's a Tekan of the Rabbanan that makes you putter. It's very strange. It's Tzedukim are trying to say, you should be Chayim. And the Rabbanan are like, in Echanami, we should be, but there's a Tekan of the Rabbanan. And that's like one of our crowning jewels of Mesechta Yadayim. No, you fundamentally misunderstood what Nezikin is all about. You don't have the concept of Mechayim of Nezik. Mechayim of Nezik has nothing to do with simply being Mamoncha. It has to do with the fact that you were Mitzurah, and when it has Bardas, when it has its own Kavanah, that fundamentally is Mufka you from the Mechayim. Bye. How do we know that the Rambam holds this? So first of all, Rav Rosenzweig pointed out that if you look at the Girsa in the Mishnah Yadayim, it's totally different than our Girsa in the Gemara. It's a big change. Sheyesh bahem das she'im. Right? She'im. That word is extremely fundamental. Not Shema. She'im. Shema is, lest this happen, we don't want this to happen, and therefore we're going to get rid of the consequence. She'im is that because this could happen, if he would... Therefore, we're going to say that you're pater. You don't have to read it that way, but along, especially with Tosfos, especially with Ravashi, who says, Taima Gadola Ika, something that's Taima Gadola. And as we'll see in a second from the Rambam, there seems to be something else going on in the Mishnah Yadayim, not just the Shema, that's some kind of Gezerah Ba'amma, something more fundamental than that. So let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ganeva. And Alf Tess says the Rambam, Ha'ebet Shagana, Pater Min HaKeifo, V'Ala Paturin, She'in Adam Chayav Niske Abadav. Right? You're not Chayav Niske Abadav. Why? Ava Pi Shehei Mamono, even though it's your Mamon, and fundamentally you should be Chayav, B'Pnei She'yesh Behen Das, Ve'eno Yachol L'Shomron. So let's say that Chayav was Ishmir, was lack of Shmir. What should the Rambam have said? Rambam said that, Eino Yachol L'Shomron. So he invokes Bartas, which is actually a Lashon that is not necessarily invoked other than in the Mishnah Yadayim, but not in the Gemara, right? So he's invoking that Lashon, and what should he have said, this is the Ara that Rav Ozek made, if it really was a Ptor Anus, so to speak, what should the Rambam have said? It doesn't sound like a Zerah Dura Banan, it sounds like something fundamental, so it should be, when he goes out and does a Bekavana, you should be Pater, but when he does it, Shalom Bekavana, but Anus, you should be Chai. Right? Why not reintroduce the basic Machai, which is Mamono Hizik? You should be responsible, unless the Rabbanan come along and take it away, because they don't want the Eved to ruin you. He says nothing of the sort. Bein b'kavana, bein shelo kavana, you're always putter for the Eved's mice. Why? He's a bardas. Bein yachol l'shom. So the Rambam, why is it always that shmiras and alecha is a part of the criteria of Nezek? Not because shmir is the mechayev of Nezek. It's a criteria for being betzari if you to your mamon. If you're supposed to watch it, that is a tseiruf inherently to your mamon, and now you become responsible to pay for whatever Nezek that the animal has done. Whatever option 2 or 3 doesn't concern us right now. That's irrelevant. The point is that it's not Ishmir as the Mechayiv, it's the Mitzarif. The fact that I'm Mechayiv to watch it is what's Mitzarif me to the consequences of what my animal does. Let's say it's a Bardas. So Enechanami is my Mamo. But Bardas, Enechol HaShomon, there's no Tseiruf to that Eved. Mafkiya, the connection entirely. Hence, what's your Mafkiya? The Chiyav, you cut it off. Now, fundamentally, I'm no longer to be Mechayiv. Yeah? Now, what's geshmak about the Rambam, again, this is not a riot of Chazon Yecheskel, but it is something very interesting to note that it is the same paradigm. What does the Rambam end off the halacha by saying? Shemek said, Rabba v'yelech v'yad v'kiddish be'elav dinar, v'kos be'zeh b'shar nezikin, nishtakra eved chayev l'shalim is a kefel. The eved goes free, suddenly the eved himself becomes chayev to pay. Now, why is that significant? The chayev is on the eved. Meaning, when the eved does a maisa, he is chayev in his own right. Right? Haraya, when he goes free, he has to actually pay it off. But what would have been the Hava Mina if not for the Svar of Shemi Agitanu Rabo? The Rab, so to speak, takes, the Adam takes over that Chiyuv. You hear what I'm saying? In terms of why it's now, it's not a Raya. It could be that this only happens by Eved. But it is a perfect paradigm for what the Chazal Chazal is arguing. The Mamun itself is Chayiv. The Baal comes in to pay off that Chiyuv. Hence, when the Baal no longer owns that money, the Chiyuv is still in the Mamun. The Eved is still Chayiv to pay off his own debt. It just happens to be that the Adam would have had to come in and pay off that debt for the Eved. Does everybody see how it's a par? It's not, again, it's not a Raya. You could say that the Svar of the Chazon Yecheskel does apply by Eved. It doesn't apply to Shor. You could say that. You could say that the Adam takes over the Maisa of the Eved, and therefore, meaning the Adam usually takes over the Maisa of his Mamon, but when there's a Havka, now it remains the Maisa of the Mamon itself. Yeah, I'm saying it's a good parallel. That's all I'm saying.
But the major difference is Eved has a brain and, you know, and the Chiyuv to Klap Yishnayim and all kinds of things. And Mamun, you can have
agreed. I'm just saying that it is a geshmak.
To the citation, Chosr Shmira, again, especially if you do Al Pali.
Yes, that's what I brought here for that reason. But what does Rebbe mean by that?
That Al Pali doesn't sound like Chosr Shmira or the Chayiv either.
Right, exactly. That was the next thing that we were going to mention, right. But even Ayros is trying to argue that. He's just trying to argue with my...
Other than my
cousin Yecheskel, right.
Cousin Yecheskel, I think, himself quotes Avraham Azariah, what
he said. He does quote it as Azariah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, he does. You're right. He quotes Avraham Azariah. So you're noting that it's not Azariah. That it's not actually fundamentally
right.
Right, okay. So again, what we get out of the Sukkah of Avraham, as Rebbe mentioned in Aleph already, the Rambam also seems to be putting a lot of emphasis on Mammon and not on actual Shemirah. Right? So all of this seems to indicate in the direction of the Mechayev not being Ishmira. So Eved Baba shows me whether through the via of the Chandra of Tosos or the Chandra of the Rambam. It's not about Ishmira, it's about Tseiruf, it's about the Chazakazos Bar, whatever, it could be Yad Eved Yad Rabo. Whatever the Svar is, it's not going to be Ishmira that's in the Mechayev. Now, it could be that for the other Rishonim who said that Shemek Tanah Rabo is a technical factor, it's not clear what they hold. We don't know. There's no riot to be brought from there. It's the Chandra Rabbanon to prevent a Chiyev that should have been Chah. So we can't prove anything from there. Okay? Good. Before we get to Nagel Farachach Hifker, there was one more thing I wanted to do quickly. Okay, this is going way over time. Okay. So, let's finish off.
Convinced that this svara is so good that you certainly can't consider Maisa Eved Ba'ama fundamentally as a Maisa, at least, of the Adam.
Meaning you would never, case, you would never be able to even be miyaches his maisa as if it's your as if it's the Adon's maisa.
Right. Or, in which case, the fact that you would be chayim anyway
is more
is an indication in the other direction.
Right.
That you know it's a din. And again, there's still more than one thing to say about it. You know, but that the mamon is the chayim, and especially if you extend to isha or to
right. I forgot about bringing the tashbates. Right.
You know, which where clearly there's no
that would be a good argument. Yeah, like, is noting that the tashbates have a meaning that isha also you be chayim for.
Rashi.
But right. And Rashi,
yeah, Rashi has it in the
I think Rashi only quotes in the Havmina because
before.
Right.
Before the time.
But if you even have a Havmina that Isha would be that a Baal would be chayiv to pay for the Isha, that could be a stronger raya for the paradigm of the mammon itself being chayiv, and I have to pay off that debt. The wife does something, I have to pay off that debt for her, and I'm so to speak her bank account for the nice and nice that she does. To even invoke that as a Havmina. But again, but let's
or equally too, right?
What?
Or two.
No, but why Sarah? For Ishto Kagufa?
Yeah. Who stands on his own right, that becomes...
I don't even own it. I don't
certainly
own
it. Certainly, you know, it's not my son, Mamona.
That
one is a little more in between, I would say, but again, it's hard to say, because the person's a barda, in this case a bastas, you know, of her own, and it's not like you could prevent it anyway, it is still, in the case of Isha. I think it's much more attractive to say there's the bank account connection.
Right, and it's very hard to say
Mamona. Meaning there can be various reasons why you have financial responsibility, you know, for things that you don't do or even that you're not Mitzuruf.
You know, once she's managed not Mamoni.
It's not Mamoni, and therefore the Maisa is not related. Which so but it could be not responsibility for her. What I'm saying is, in the case of Isha, for other reasons, that sometimes the only reason you have a relationship to your animal is because you it's Mamona. But in the case of Isha, there's another reason why you have a monetary relationship and a possibly a common bank account.
But only through the tzir from our common bank account, not through one could never imagine the Chavir Chesedos. The Chol Chesed Shita as deriving an inherent chiyuv abal on someone who marries a woman who has outstanding chiyuv nizikin.
I mean that's what the Gilyon Hashas points out. The Tosafot Bava Metzia seems to be Sadi Zayin seems to be considering that. That's even more radical.
You have a chiyuv mamon in that, or is it called the tzir?
I'm just saying if it's a pure bank account.
No, but not
the
Chazir.
Not serious to the action. It could be. What do you mean by bank account? When I say bank account, I mean Chazir Chesko.
The Isha is Chayiv. I have a relationship with the Isha, which
I have a financial arvos relationship with the Isha.
But the Chiv is fundamentally in the Isha, and then I'm the one that, because of my relationship with her, I get paid.
But not by dint of my shared bank account, not by dint of the fact that I have an inherent relationship.
Okay, that's fair, but it's
the inherent relationship is what establishes the bank connection in this case.
Right, okay, well, that
might
be true, but I don't have the
wrong
relationship which could be.
Yeah, in economy.
Which
again,
it's Cyrus me to what
happened.
Yeah, not only is it not my. It's not just my, you know, Mali Mamon and Mali Tufo.
It's very hard to imagine
Chazal Chesko.
I mean, maybe it's because I find hard to imagine Chazal Chesko. Period, but even if you can imagine it, I'm trying to find hard to imagine by Isha. No,
everything so, but except that it might, again, for very different reasons.
But for totally different reasons, right,
but not
two,
to the
mice. Three. Right. We couldn't see three.
So just because I like getting Ariel really angry, so we're going to go to Nagel Farachach Hifker, and now we're going to really prove that Chazal Chesko is mamish right, via the Sugya of Nagel Farachach Hifker. Through the Rambam that Ariel is convinced that I'm wrong about, no, there's nothing better. There's another way of reading it. So let's go quickly into the Mishnah. The Mishnah has Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Tanakam, I should say, about whether a shor hefker is chayiv misa, when it goes, okay? So that's the famous Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam. So the reason why I say the Tanakam is because according to some, it's the Rabbanon, who's the Tanakam, according to some, it's Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, we'll see that it actually becomes significant in a second. So Agav, This is important for several reasons to get into this. First of all, it's a very good idea to know, which I'm sure many of you already know. Yes, already knows it. But so the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban about why exactly is it that we kill the shor after it kills. What's the svara? And that actually is significant for our kabura for many reasons, as we'll see in a second. So the Rambam, the Morning Book, and we're not going to go through it inside. He famously says it's about punishing the Baal. It's Anshei the Baal. That because the Baal didn't watch his property properly, and now it's done damage, in fact it's killed somebody, he deserves to lose it, not get any hana out of it. It's a way of slapping him on the wrist and making sure that people watch their stuff more properly. That's the Rambam, the Morning Book. The Ramban, without directly referencing the Rambam, clearly is upset about it, and he says no such thing as an animal being subject to Onesh. Take a look at source number 39, the Ramban al Torah, and Bereshit Tasei. There's such a thing as a chaya that has das that could be punished or to be mekabel skar. Debatable, okay? So fine. That's what the Ramban says. Impossible to say that. Elamai, it's a gzeras melech. Shakol achaya va shetitro foso titarev. Gzeras melechi. It's not an onesh on the behema. It's not an onesh on the baal, says the Ramban at the end. Ve'enenu v'hanesh is a baal of a mamon. Ki apilu shor amidbar chaya misa. According to the Rabbanon, according to the Tanakhama and that Mishnah, even a shor that's hefker is chai misa. Why should it be chai misa if the Rambam's right? Why should it be that if I say that it's all about punishing the Baal, that a shor hefker should be chai misa? So none of the reasons make any sense. So the Ramban rejects both those reasons. So let's just assess on the outside. The Ramban alludes to the third shita here. So one is anshei the Baal, the other is gzeras hamelech, you know, to get rid of dangerous shvarim, whatever the gzeras hamelech is. You can't necessarily determine what it is. It could be blitam. Kosh Baruch Hu wants them gone. Okay? The third option is anshei the behema, punishing the behema itself for doing what it did. So the Rambam says that Sedukim say that, and it's stupid. The Ramban says, Eif Shor to say that. There are sources that seem to indicate in that direction. Take a look at the Hamak Dover. He brings down the Medrash and Kohelis on the spot. In 37, Shagash Baruch Hu Oseh Din B'cheshbon Afilu Im Ilonei Srak Afilu Im Makal Rutsua Meschaivin Ayidei Adam Shenizak Al Yadam. The Medrash says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whatever this means, is done on every single little thing that ever touches a Jew. If it hurts him, does anything to him, he is punished accordingly. Nidon. It literally says, Din B'cheshbon. I don't know what that means exactly, to be very honest. I think none of us understand what it means. But it is already getting on the lines of what Noach's question was before. Are there concepts of having chiyuvim on animals? Maybe there are. Maybe there are. Not necessarily the crazy thing in the world. I know it's a jump to say onshin to mamon. That's obviously a big jump. But to say that there could be a chiyuv that's chal on an animal specifically because of the actions that's done, not so crazy. You just look at the Torah of Devorah, it's just a beautiful piece. He talks about that anything that ever damages a Jew, even Ayidei, the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haman, Sancheiriv, he has a whole list, Paro, all of these Rishayim, even though they technically are a shevet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, they're being used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as soon as the Jews are forgiven, is Nidon them accordingly. He throws them, the Rishayim, under the bus. He takes them in Sashav and Masul Asyam. He throws them into the sea. He punishes them for that which they've done. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Abba for Klai Yisrael is reestablished. And now he punishes anybody who ever harmed his people again. And he says that Gabi everything. Not just Gabi Rishayim. It's true about a shor. He says that kill somebody. It's true about a saif that's used in Mises Beistin. You bury it for that reason. You take anything that was used in the hanging of a person, you bury it, based on various sources of the Midrashim and Halacha. These are things that we're trying to totally eradicate anything that's ever been involved with punishing a Jew. Okay, so my point is that there could just be a chiyuv on unshade the behema. Okay, something to think about.
Just to point out, depending on the Rambam for a second.
Yeah.
It's Lashitase, but in, I think, Chel Gimel Perek Tetzvav or something like that.
Yeah.
He says that he didn't see a single sheet in all of Chazal that says that there's chayav only for behema.
Interesting. So the Rambam also...
And there are a bunch of midrashim that indicate
like this one.
In a Mitzvakeach, Skar Kobriya...
Yeah.
The
Svartea,
and,
right.
Right. He said, not a single piece of Chazal that said that there's an Oscar or
a Right. So, you're saying that either
he interpreted these things differently, or just not true.
Right. Okay. Okay. It's a good argument. So why he thinks it's like a position of the Tzidukim and no place in Amisora. That's another good argument.
There's a difference between Oscar and Onesh and a Maisa Meir or a Maisa Hezek.
Right, but I'm really interested
in, I mean, trying to bring proofs. I guess it's Scarva Onish, maybe, but there doesn't have to be Scarva Onish for an animal, you know, for an animal to be considered to be involved in a Maisa Veira.
Right.
Or
a Maisa Hezek means, or...
Again, Takala Vakala and Sukkah, that's what we talked about.
Right.
If it isn't just Chil Hashem.
Right.
Or Shor Nisko, essentially. If it isn't just, you know...
You can't have a Shor Nisko going around.
Right. So... which goes back to some of the...
And you don't have to say Rabbi Zain Skarva Onesh per se to be able to...
No, just the Dinamaisa Hezek. So.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a judge, like a spiritual judgment.
Right. No, 100%. Right. But it's a good market to have in your back pocket that there are Midrashim that seem to go against what both the Rambam and the Ramban are saying in terms of Skarv Onesh for...
Right, I'm saying you could skirt that whole...
Right.
I think it makes a difference in one direction, not in the other.
Right. Okay. So fine. So let's go a little by them once we have that basic background. So something very important to get into in the first place, which is as follows. And we're going to use the Shudna Rashba to answer a very fundamental question on the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara for a second. We're going to come back to the Ramban and Rambam in a second. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda and, let's call him the Chachamim for now, argue about whether a shore that's chayiv, that the shore that kills is chayiv misa, but was hefker. Then the Gemara says on Mandalim Abayz, not only does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a shore hefker is chayiv misa, is not chayiv misa, even if it was owned b'shasta misa, b'shasta negicha, and then subsequently hifker or hiktish or so, he's no longer chayiv misa anymore. Right? That's the shita that is explained b'shem Rabbi Yehuda on daf Mandalim Abayz. Another Gemara called hifker patr. Right? Everybody with me so far? Right now? Oh, so that's another Gemara called hifker. The Gemara on daf Gimel Abayz that we finished off with earlier, when it quotes Ravina, says that so too by Nezikin, another Gemara called hifker will be patr. Okay? Even though it was owned by a Baal B'Shas and the Gika, it will be putter afterwards. So says Ravina. Let's see it inside. I don't think it's on the Makor, so I apologize, I didn't put it in. Ravina, I'm with the Ute Nagav Akach Hiftish, Nagav Akach Hiftir. Tanya Nami Hachi, what Brisa does Ravina use as his Tanya Nami Hachi, as his Brisa that accords with his opinion? Right? Yes, okay, number Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Nagav Akach Hiftish, Nagav Akach Hiftir, Patrish, number of Rabbi Babalam. He chooses to bring Rabbi Yehuda. What's the problem with this? There are several problems. One, how can you compare Misa to Nezikim? One, Negatesi. Two, who says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Why are you letting take Rabbi Yehuda's sheet as a proof for your sheet by Nezikim? Maybe we pass it like the Chachamim. Maybe we pass it, which we should be. Maybe we pass it that the shore hefker is Chayiv Misa. So how can you use this as your raya that shore should Nagav Hakak Hefker is Patrim in Nezikim? Everybody hear the question? All the Rishonim are asking this, all the Achronim, everybody's bothered by these questions. Yeah, is everybody with me? Like nods, just to make sure. It's important to get. Okay, good. Now, there are several different ways of answering. That's really a two-pronged question. Why are you assuming that we pass the Rabbi Yehuda? And two, even if you do assume we pass the Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can compare the two in the first place anyway? How do you know that you can compare Misa to Nezik? So regarding question number one, there is a way to answer that question by saying simply that we do pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Taka, we pass the Rabbi Yehuda against whoever Shita that is in the Mishnah. Now, how do we know that? The Rashba was asked by a Shoal. The Rashba was asked by a Shoal. Shoal says, I don't understand the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. If you look at the way we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that is sure hefker is not chayiv misa. Fits beautifully with the Rambam. So why is the Rambam getting all upset? How can you say this? Sure midbar is chayiv misa. It's not chayiv misa. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's clear from the Shoal? Who's the bar plukta of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir. Which, by the way, we saw in the Yerushalmi before, is explicit in the Yerushalmi, that the bar plukta of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. So the Rashba, when defending the Ramban, which is, it's a very good question the Shoal is asking, he doesn't say, what are you talking about? We don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. Where are you getting this Rabbi Meir business from? It's the Rabbanon. You pass it like the Rabbanon. It's a terrible point. He doesn't say that. He says, yeah, in Echanami, you're right. He's not trying to say that we pass it like the Manda Amr, that sure Hefker is Chayim Misa. But we know, we do pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But, Rabbi Meir got Nishma Kein Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that Rabbi Meir assumes that you could be Chayim Misa, even with Shor Hefker, we can assume that Rabbi Yehuda has the same basic Svara, as the Rashba says. Right, the famous Midanishma Nishma play in the playbook. We say is from Rabbi Meir, we can prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds the same thing. So let's ignore that assumption for a moment. What is very fundamental about what the Rashba and the Shoal are both assuming, the Shoal was clearly a Tamei Chacham, is that Stambar Plukta the Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So why is the Ravina taking Rabbi Yehuda? Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Not a big deal. No big problem whatsoever. That fits perfectly. So many of the Quran point out that Rashi has to hold that way also. We're not going to go through everything. Rabbi Kiva Eger, you take a look at the Shod over there, has a very definitive proof. The Netziv has Gavaldika proofs in the Hamak Shelo, that's in source number 48. Many prove that Rashi has to hold that. That's based off of another whole shir of Rashi Shita that Nagar Akar Kefkir has to be Takas Bal Echad. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. They have definitive proof that Rashi also has to hold that it's a Machokas. And Taka, Ravina is a leader to Rabbi Yehuda. And I guess we have to hold that. If you're going to pass like Ravina, you have to pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the only way to do it. That only really answers question number one. But let's look at the Rosh for a second, who says that no, you can say that even though we pass like the Chachamim, you could still pass like Ravina, even though Ravina is bringing a proof from Yehuda, and the Rosh like goes quiet. He doesn't really say anything. He references Chidushim, probably referencing Rameir Rotenberg. I'm assuming he's referencing the Maram, and unfortunately I don't think we have that. Letzareinu Rabin. But he says, I explained this already, you don't have to say that we pass like Rabbi Yehudah, you would still pass like Ravina. Halavai, we have the Perish, we don't. He doesn't explain why. The Rambam clearly holds the same way. The Rambam says, in Chastalid, as we saw, Nagav Arka Hefkir Potter. Yet in Yudvav, in this case, the Rambam says explicitly that we pass in like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehudah. We pass like the Shaman Rambam holds that it's Chayiv Misa. Right? Which clearly shows the Rambam was not bothered by the Rambam's question, by the way. He passes like the Chachamim, who says that the Shor Hefkir is Chayiv Misa, and he says in the Mor Nevuchim that it's an Anshei Debal. Just shows that for whatever reason the Rambam wasn't bothered. It's a good marker to have in your back pocket, where the Rambam's Tamei Mitzvos don't necessarily have to correspond in a direct sense, meaning this could be the impetus behind the din, but it's not the mechanism of the din, it's not the way the din was formulated by the Torah. Whatever, it's good marker to have in your back pocket. So the Rambam clearly says that you are Chayiv Misa against Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you say that? How are we passing like Ravina when it's clear that Tanya Namihaki is a raya from Rabbi Yehuda? In fact, the source for Ravina seems to be Rehuda Babalov, the same source that Rabbi Yehuda brings down on Daphim Dalar Mabez. I'm sorry, I'm going so fast. I apologize. I'm sorry I'm keeping everybody so long. Let's finish quickly. So, the only way to explain it is as follows. This is Johnny's Mahalach, but it is actually in the Rashba. It's very shocking in the Rashba. But we found it subsequently in Rav Chaim. The Rashash is probably saying the same thing. Berachas Avram, if you look, has a beautiful explication of all of our Diyukim in the Rambam to prove this. If you look at Chazdal, what the Rambam is saying is as follows. And it fits beautifully with the Gemara Memdal and Mabes. The Gemara Memdal and Mabes says, Rabbi Huda holds that Shor Hefker is not Chayiv Misa. V'yeser al Kain, he also says that Nagav Akach Hefker is Pater. Shenemar v'hud b'balav. So all of the, many of the Achronim, including, I think Rebbe doesn't like this. Should Rebbe like this stencils? Is this the one that Rebbe doesn't like? Okay. So this one quotes a very schwer vart from the Brisker Rav. That's not a reference. It's a little weird. It's a very strange part, especially because it's mamish, not what the Rambam says. It's very shalokadarko. It's beautiful in terms of its own lumbus, but it's not what the Rambam says at all. So it's very strange. But many people say Behud Babalov is the source as to why Der Pater may Misa for Rabbi Huda. So you can't use it if you hold that Shor Hefker is not, if you hold that Shor Hefker is Chayiv Misa, you can't use Behud Babalov to tell you Nagav Arka Hefker. Says the Rambam, no. You don't have to listen to what I just said because it's not what the Rambam says. What the Rambam says, what's the source for Ptur for Shor Hefker? It's different than Behud Babalov. Shor Re'ehu is the source as to why a Shor Shemazik is Pater from Nezikin, right? Shor Re'ehu. Behud Babalov takes that din that applies to Tchilas HaNegicha, that applies to Tchilas Maisa Hezek, and brings it over Gankin Lamoda B'din. That not only does the Ptur of Shor Re'ehu apply to Shas Negicha, it also applies to Shas Amoda B'din. What is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? He thinks that there's a Ptur for Shor, Shehemis, Behefker, from somewhere else. It's not from Behud Babalov. Behud Babalov takes that Ptur and applies it even to Amoda B'din or Gemardin, as the Gemara ends up saying, even to Gemardin. But Behud Babalov could be used for any type of Nezek. It could be used for Kofir, it could be used for Nezikin. Behud Babalov just tells me that from beginning to end, it must be the same. It can't have the Ptur that applies to any part of that process. Does everybody understand the Mahalach and the Rambam? And if it's Behud Babalov's Lashon, what does Rambam say? And then without quoting a source for the din of Nagak Vakach Hefkir, he just seamlessly transitions and says, and so too, in this case. So what's the Ptor? Shor Eyu. It happens to apply also to Amada B'din. For Rabbi Yehuda, there was some other Ptor. You can look at actually the Tosefta actually has a drasha. For an alternative Ptor for Rabbi Yehuda, for Shor Misa. But Huda Babalov takes that Ptor and extends it fast. To Mamash Mufurish in the Tosefta. It's not even the realm of Skittish. Tosefta already says it. V'lo Yishmanu is the Ptor Misa. Huda Babalov takes that Ptor and applies it even to Gemar Din. Not just for the Tchilas and Hezek. Does everybody hear what the Rambam is saying? Nagav Arka Hefker is the same exact Ptor as Hefker, B'Shas Negicha, just extended to the Gemar Din, or to the Amada B'Din. Okay, everybody with me? Habetu Johnny came up with it independently, but it's clearly what the Rashba is saying, and the Rav Chaim. Many people are saying this part in terms of how to explain the Gemara. Now, there's one other prat, and then we're going to mention finish. This is going to be the finish. And this is where I'm going to try to prove definitively that it could be the Chazal of Cheskel, and I don't think anybody's going to like this, so you're going to attack me if you like. I give free game, okay? The Rambam is different than everybody else. If you look at Rashi, take a look in the Rashi that I have over here. It's Yud Gimel Beis. It's Rashi and Yud Gimel Beis, but it's many Rishonim have the same exact formulation. The Meiri, many of the Rishonim say the same thing. When does Hefker get rid of the Chiyuv? So they say, Lo'olam. Meaning, Mishas Negicha ad Shas Amad B'Din, says Rashi. Meaning, if the Shor becomes Hefker at any point along the process, it could be 2 days before the case happens, then he's Pater. The Hefker can happen at any point. Now, that's not what the Rambam says. Rambam does not say that. The Meiri skims over this. He kind of changes the Rambam a little bit. It's not what the Rambam says. If you look at the Rambam, it's very clear. Bishas hezeko u bishas amad abedin. That does not mean ad shas amad abedin. It doesn't mean until. It's either point A or point B, not in between point A and point B. So according to the vast majority of your Shonim, the Ptor of Shorba Shanogaf Akrak Hefgir is that if there's a Ptor anywhere between Shas A and Shas B, then you'll become Patur. According to the Rambam, only at point A and only at point B. What on earth is the Svara for the Rambam? So you tell me a Svara, what's a Svara from Shas A until Shas B? Why would it be that any Hefgirus at any point, the Ptor of Shore Eyu will be Mafkiya the Chiyuv of Nezek? If it becomes Hefker at any point between point A and point B, what would be the Svara Shabo?
Tziruv.
I think it's Pashat Tziruv. The animal is Mitzuruf to the bow. As soon as you cut off that Tziruv, at any point, it's the balloon that goes free. It's too late. You can't get it back. Now, there's no Tziruv between the bow and the animal anymore, and the Chiyuv was Paka immediately. Chiyuv went away. Even if you then are recorded to the shore, it doesn't matter anymore. It's too late. The Tziruv was already cut off, and therefore the Chiyuv is going to disappear. Right? That's why I would
that's
say the Svara is
the
for the...
Bow and the
sorry?
That's why the Tziruv between the bow and the shore. The Tziruv between the mice and the animal. You need to have... It needs to be a shore which is similar.
But,
so there's only similar.
No, what? Why is this a hefsek between the Shas and the Eagle and the Bidin? The shore's still there.
The shore afterwards.
A different shore?
It doesn't have the same battle overall.
We're not necessarily talking about Mu'ad. Why does that matter? We're not talking about Mu'ad.
It's
ironically, you're not trying to invoke Mu'ad, but I'm saying...
Not Mu'ad. The Zeres concept tells you that you need to have the same conditions for Amad and Negicha. If there was any change in the interim, like Rashi literally says, it needs to have been throughout the same. If there's any change...
Again, I need a Svara. Why would that be poter you from the Chiyuv?
I think
you need to come up with some kind of meaning. Again, I think there is a Svara, and I think it's what I'm saying. I think the Svara is very clear. It's that you don't have a connection to your animal anymore, therefore the Chiyuv, the Mela, is Paka. You're no longer connected to the Maisa Hezek, whatever it is. You can't be Messiaches to the Maisa Hezek anymore. Whatever formation of Seir you want to take, your connection to what happened is now gone because you were not here.
Do you think this din is true in Kaifa? Do you think this din is true in Mises Ashur, where it's obviously true about Tom? Do you think it's true about for different Tanon, but the etim, what it tells you is that there needs to be the Maisin Amad Bidin cannot be on a shore which is distinct from that which is performed in the Gikha.
Why did the shore need bound to begin with?
What?
Right.
Yeah, once you know the shore is bound to begin with, then you can say...
Why does my chiyuv go away simply because the shore happens to not be...
Because it could be you need to be the same shore throughout. If you miss it...
Why? The chiyuv mamum was only chai b'shas negicha. I already chai b'mamum. I'm chai b'shas negicha to pay for this.
You believe this to be true about all times when you have a din bailos by negicha. You think there's a din also by a mother to din. That's rash position.
No, but I think it's impossible to say this far if you think that Ishmira is the Mechayiv of Nezek. I'm already Chayiv Mishas and Gicha. Why should it be that whatever? The shore is irrelevant now. I made a mistake.
It doesn't penetrate to the question of the Mechayiv of Nezek. There could be a procedural din.
I think it does.
But it doesn't need to. There could be a procedural din.
What is that procedural din? I don't even understand what you're suggesting.
If the shore loses its bios on the way, then it's a mother. You can't be mamid. Me bidin on a shore which is no longer.
My shore has nothing to do with my chiyuv. It's a chiyuv mamon. It's on me. It's nothing to do with the shore. It's a shore muad. I'm chayim mishas and gicha.
No.
The chiyuv is chayim mishas and gicha. Haraya, meshubad, in regards to shibudim, nobody can jump over me when it comes to this chiyuv. I'm already chayim mishas and gicha.
That's
right?
True. But
good.
But
so once I'm chayim mishas and gicha, why would it be that suddenly Basedin, who's only needed on me, shore does not have to be present in Basedin?
Shore doesn't have to be present in Basedin, but I need to have a continuing relationship with the shore in such I'm chayim.
Okay, I don't understand. You're saying that once a mafkir, the chiyuv of the mamon on me is paka simply because I'm mafkir my shore. I'm mafkir my shore, the chiyuv mamon that's already on me is no longer there.
Yes, because it's not the same, it's not, I don't have, I'm not, I'm no longer mitzvah to the parsha of the negicha, not to the shore. The negicha no longer mitzvah to me. And then after, they can't regain it by being zochah.
I don't know why the negicha, now you just said tziruf, you just said my tziruf, you just used lashon tziruf.
The tziruv is not
procedural
between the
ma'is
and
the gicha. It doesn't need procedure. I'm chai mishas negicha. Why does it need a procedure in order to be chai mi'mamu? I'm chai mishas and negicha.
I can't be mamid.
There's no procedure to base it. Base it is megala that I'm already chayiv in mamon. Base it isn't even declaring that I'm chayiv. I'm already am chayiv.
No.
I'm mamish chayiv.
Legamre. That's not true.
Yes, I am. Sure,
what? That's not true. Without a tviyah and a mother, you're not chayiv.
I don't agree with that at all. That's totally not true.
You need to be more, but of course it's true. Without a mother b'din, you're not having to pay out of pocket to the nizak. That's a partial finance. If you assume that a mother b'din
again,
is part of the mechayev, then
I was always told that that's the way knas works. Again, maybe I'm oversimplifying the sugya. I don't think that
knas
a fear of the
is
mabul,
gmardin, not a mother b'din.
What?
Knas is gmardin, not a mother b'din.
First of all, okay, good.
Is a chelik of the mechayev.
My point.
A mother
no.
is a chelik of the mechayev.
Okay.
Tvi is a chelik of the mechayev. No, is not like the sugyas. The din of Shuma is totally not mother b'din, correct?
Again, what I'll end up telling you is that
why?
The Rambam does not think that mother b'din is part of the Mechayev, and that's not what the Rambam is saying. What the Rambam is saying is that if by mother b'din the shore is not in Rosh Hashanah, you can't be Toveya. It's a Chesron Tviya. You're right, but it's not part of the Mechayev. Fundamentally, the Chayev is there, but you can't be Toveya the shore because it's not in your Rosh Hashanah right now. He can't be Toveya that you're Chayev because the shore is not in your Rosh Hashanah right now.
I'm not sure. I like that. From the Rambam, that's
right. I think that's the only way to explain the Rambam.
That's a procedural din. It's not a din in the chiyuv.
Yes, I agree. The Rambam is saying a procedural din, but I don't think that svar could be used. Mi shas negicha ad shas amad b'din. Procedures don't need everything in between. I don't even understand why we need. Why would it? The procedure based on is not bechlal this ma'aseh nezek until we literally show up at the door.
I'm saying it's entirely possible. The reason you need to fill in the following.
If you say your svara that if you show me that tevia is a chelak amachayev, I'm with you. I just
that tevia is a machayev.
But let me ask you this. What will you say for the people who definitely think that Choser Shmira or Maisa Mamono is considered Mitzurav to him as a Mazik? What will you say for that? Why
so
is
I think,
not,
I think,
not a question?
Ironically, I think it would fit with the Rambam, what he's saying, that it's only B'Shas Megika and only B'Shas Amad B'Din, which is what the Tosafta says. For Rabbi Yehuda. Tosafta says for Rabbi Yehuda that it's only Shas Megika and Shas Amad B'Din. It's a Chesron Tviya Ba'amma. Meaning he did have it b'shas the negicha, but when it's nelam
it's ironically, but you don't think that for the Rambam, Choser Shmira or Maisa has
it. Right, I don't think that's what the Mechayev is when it comes
right,
to.
So what I'm asking is, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm asking is the other way. Let's say, according to the first day of Rashi, in Nesod Beis, or all the other, whatever evidence
right,
there is, or in
just should have mentioned.
Right. So how will you explain this halacha? If it's from beginning to end?
If it's from beginning to end. I have difficulty. I'm not sure exactly.
So, in the end of the day, probably what
so Rebbe's point is that I have to be masked into what Ariel is saying, at least somewhat, for that achievement.
I don't think that Tzviya being part of the, or the Hamad being part of the Machayiv is necessarily the point. But what I do think is that even the most extreme formulations that attach the Bailim to the Hezek, right, whether it's through like Yado Kiyad Hashor, or like the Gemara language, you know, base on the Gilead Hashas and all those things, or Choser Shmira, right, which is a little bit different because it's not, he didn't do the Maisa Hezek, you know, remotely, right, he did his own kind of Maisa Hezek, because Choser Shmira is the Hezek, right? Even then, there has to be some sort of legal or formal tziruf. Even then, at the end of the, as strongly as you say, I think what this sugya proves, unless maybe according to the Rambam, and I'm not even sure if that isn't true for the Rambam, is that in the end of the day, that is still a chiddush. I mean, that is still propped up by a certain connection that he has, you know, even
so
formally.
So even for Shita like Rashi.
So I'm not saying exactly the way Ariel's saying it, but I guess it comes out the same. In other words, if you don't have I don't
right.
think that the Hamad of Adin is part of the Mechayev necessarily. I do think it's part of the process. But I do think one of the reasons it's part of the process is because it is part of the process, meaning that in the end of the day, the only way your Choser Shmira becomes a kind of a mazik, or that your mazik, you know, or that the animal's mazik is your, you know, yado ki yado, or, you know, his paw to your yad, whatever it is,
right.
is your kind of hezek, is still based on the fact that mitchila, maybe even mitchila b'yad sof, even though it is mechudash, I mean, you're bringing out a point which is very important, but that it's your shore, and that you have, you know, some sort of connection with it. And it's not only, one might have thought that that would be, that the critical moment would be b'shas hezeko, but because this isn't completely independent, it is always remote through, you can never get away from that connection being significant, maybe at all parts of the process, based on Vuhud Babala,
right.
or at least on certain critical parts. Of the
critical
process.
Parts of it.
Right. I think that also has to do a little bit with, again, something you said earlier that I think a couple days ago I raised questions about, but Mostly I agree with you, but I'm not 100% sure about Re'ehu, right, being only a din in Ketur Teshlumin.
Yeah.
Right. Because, again, I think the point is that if we were to look at the more, let's say, upfront ways of understanding his connection to the Nezek, right, or to the Hezek, you know, through Choser Shmiro, through the animal, in a more, like, standalone, independent, objective way, like, you know, this is the Haggadah, and it is, but not that it's propped up still by either Xeris HaKasuvs or, you know, I mean, the Parsha of Nizkei Mamon, and therefore certain pratim that are required to continue to prop it up in terms of the connection all throughout the process, maybe, then I would probably be more certain about it. But because it's not, I think the idea that, you know, when an animal attacks, you know, when it's one man's animal attacks another man's animal, then we tend to look at that because of their responsibilities and so on and so forth. Like the animal has, either on its own, like in Chazon Yecheskel, esque ways, which I think for Tom certainly is strong, and even for Shane Bregel there's a basis for it, although I think this is a big machlokas, or in terms of, you know, Tom itself, I think there's good reason to, you know, to look at it as a basis for Chiyuv. And I think another way to look at Re'ehu is to say that in this case, it's not, you don't look at the animal as an animal or the animal of the person having therefore either reflecting that person or because he's owned by the person having his own personality and therefore his own chiyuvim, but it's like an institutional thing. You know, this hekdesh is Re'ehu v'lo shel hekdesh, Re'ehu,
right.
Maybe v'lo shel akum, you know, Re'ehu not hefker, etc.
These are things
that happen, they happen as part of the general nature. Like, we don't pick out, you know, an animal that's not owned by anybody. It, you know, he doesn't have an identity, and therefore he doesn't have his own status either. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm saying all of these things, I think, you need to make a little more, even though I think you're totally correctly identifying what's easier to say, less, and in some cases proving your point.
Right.
But I'm saying we need to make a lot of these halachos more amenable to all the approaches.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say. And I think that the way that you do that is to acknowledge that on some level, Nizkei Mamon, even though there are ways of formulating Nizkei Mamon and proving Nizkei Mamon within the dinim of Nizkei Mamon that make it very close to Arma Mazik, or Mazik, what was the language you quoted from Rashi that week? Mazik Biyadayim, that in the end of the day, it's still at least a couple of steps removed from Mazik Biyadayim, and part of what makes it Mazik Biyadayim, even when we treat it as Mazik Biyadayim, is still some of these things, including how we identify the shore, how we connect the shore to the Bailam, and so on. And once that is the case, then, you know, Behuad Babalov, you know, and maybe even Ray of Loshal Hekdesh, and these things, you know, they become, you know, the exceptions, you know, to that.
Right.
Or they revert back to what maybe the way we would have looked at Nizkei Mamon, you know, had it not been for all of these kedushim and this like infrastructure that we've created.
Right. Even with the Rebbe's understanding of Re'ehu, it does make sense to say that, again, going back to the very first point that we made in the Shir, Rebbe's saying that you could still say Re'ehu even if it's, let's say, a chi of Ishmira Legamre, it's about Shmira, even still Re'ehu is a institutional p'tor.
Right, because we don't look at it when it's Reuven's shore that beat up, you know, Shimon's shore, you know, so then, you know, the shore's action, the shore is an ishiyut, or a behemiyut.
Right, but then,
you know, or the shore is being more identified with its owner is something that we accentuate more, and when it's more like an institutional thing, you know, it's not personal.
So why should we have
the thing got damaged by an animal.
So why should we have a habimina by short time? Meaning the gamre at all? Short time
is the easiest because it's right. Gufo, so you can, you know, you could say, well, that's the most, you know, independent. Anything,
right.
As I think the more, I mean, what I think you're totally showing, which is that, and your heart is totally right, is that the more you think that this becomes like regular mazik of the bailim, right, the more it's going to stand on its own, even in Hefker and so on. And
right.
The more the default will be that these, like if we're not sure which Peturah apply and don't apply, like we're not sure what Re'ehu apply, and Bali Tosis apply to everything, we're not so sure that it applies
right.
to everything.
Right.
Right? So all of these, if you have Chilukim in these Dinim, you know, then it will certainly make sense to distinguish between either the ones where the bailiff are the most involved or the ones where the shor is the most, you know, independent.
Right.
And I think that is totally true. I'm just trying to, I guess, also explain, to, as I say, to make it amenable.
With some of these halachos that hold.
Right. And doing that by just pointing out something which I think is objectively true, which is that at the end of the day, you know, as strong a case as we make for it, you know, an animal's, you know, independence is still a shaky kind of an idea. And the idea that the animal is the remote control, you know, mali mamono, you know, mali gufo shehizik, mali mamono shehizik, is a reasonable svara, but it's definitely not mochrach.
Right.
And, or that choser shmira, which is kind of more direct in a way to the bailim, but also more indirect, because it kind of takes the maisa hezek, which really causes the damage, out of the picture and shifts it all to the, you know, to the stage before. So it's more direct because the owner, you know, was negligent about that. It's also more sheval tafsa, and it's more, you know, pre, you know, than during. So all I'm trying to say is that even, you know, whether it's on the independence of the shore side or in the more ki'ilu hizik biyadayim on the bailim side, there's still very good reason, you know, to be a little reticent, and that may help explain how, no matter what shita you have, I'm not trying to say, oh, you can't say anything because anything is amenable. I'm trying to say, within the things that...
At least with Nagakara Hivkir, which is a lacha that applies to the Kuliyama,
yeah,
can't be ignored.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to say, in the cases where, I think default, you're totally right, this is more of a problem, you know, for Maisa Hezek people, Maisa Hezek Alidei HaBailim people, or Yishmira Alidei HaBailim Mechayim, than it is for others.
Right.
But those people have to live with it.
Right.
Right, so...
I was trying to argue that they might have to say...
Again,
if you want to say it's and Shas about the Bedin. Meaning
no, that also may be true, but let's say for the other Rishonim. Are there no other Rishonim? Let's say aside for the Rambam.
So it's interesting, because we don't know what the other Rishonim hold per se regarding the Chiyurim Mechayim of Nezek. Rashi does have both Lashonos,
right?
But and Rashi does say Bein Shas Liga Bein Amad Bedin. But
right. Let's assume that Rashi needs to be able to cover them.
Explain
both.
For both Lashonos.
Yeah. I mean, assuming again, you know,
right? I understand what you're saying. Right.
Or other indications here and there, which aren't always consistent.
Right.
With Rishonim, but
I was just
maybe
noting that
a certain sugya implies. But Obed Beis says sounds some one way, and
right.
And
right.
Some of the others, you know, sound like other things. Yoreh
right.
Beis sounds an awful lot like, you know, Mali Gufo Mali Mamono. And other sugyas, as you point out, sound very much like Chosa Shmira. And other sugyas still sound very much like, you know, Mamon Cha Hizik, and therefore you're Mishalim, not Mamon
right.
Hizik, and therefore, you know, you're Mazik or you're Mitzuruf to the Hezik.
Right.
So I'm just saying, in the end of the day, you still want to be able, in some cases, again, if you can prove of a certain sheet that it's totally great. If you're suggesting that there's a default greater difficulty for this shita or for that shita in this topic and in that topic, also great, and I think it helps a lot.
Right. Maybe it's just not a mochrach raya for any particular approach, simply in
right,
the
because
that
I think at the end of the day, we have to still sustain that evidence.
Right.
And
right.
I also think, and that's not the only reason I'm saying, that should give us a little bit of a pause to conclude something which I think is true anyway, which is at the end of the day, it isn't the purest, you know, hizik begufo,
right.
And it isn't the purest...
Something
you know, Hashor Hizik, you know, Hashor Chayiv, if only he had a bank account.
Right.
It's 80% that maybe.
Maybe.
But it's still a little bit, you
one,
know.
One other to point out, especially because Rabbi was invoking Rashi, Rashi does say that the Rabbanim wouldn't agree with this din of Nagavakar Hevkir. Something important to keep in mind is Rabbi Huda is the one we keep on trying to argue. Rabbi Huda is the one who says that's all about Shemira.
Right.
That is the one that the Tosefta is very clear that way. So then you might be able to say something. I might be overplaying what I'm saying. But the point is that for Rashi, we don't paskin like Ravina, Lachora.
Right.
I mean,
no,
the
anybody who doesn't
Rabbanan
have to deal with Nogach V'Achak Hifkir, but the truth is, again, let's say it this way. Nogach V'Achak Hifkir
is
difficult for everybody.
Yes.
In the end of the day.
Yes.
It's, what you're pointing out correctly is it's more difficult for some and less difficult for others.
And I'm trying to say that some people don't even need to accept it.
You know, fine. I'm saying, what I'm saying is it's difficult for everybody.
Right.
It would indicate more strongly, or it would, let's say it this way, it would support one view over the other in a relative way.
Right.
But if you had your druthers, right? And
already
and
based off of other
into the din of Nogach v'Achakach Hifkir, you would always think that the critical moment would be if you had your druthers, you know, you would say, Shas Negicha is the only moment. And never mind, you know, the end time from there till the end of the Gemara Din. Even if you wanted to limit it to Hamad on the Din, it's still, you know, it's not as bad. But you know, on the surface, everything the critical moment, not dealing with Knossos, like you say. So you're dealing with
right.
You know, whatever the Mechayev is, you would think that Negicha would be the critical moment.
Right.
So if it is, according to those who think it is, and we don't have to paskin that way, then terrific for everybody.
Right.
If it's not, I do agree that it's a bigger challenge for some than for others, and that if you extend it to the whole process, it's a bigger challenge than if you limit it to Shas Negicha and Shas Hamad at the Din.
Right.
I'm just trying to, I guess, add a little perspective.
Yeah, for sure. Right. I'll even let Rebbe, I'm going to close it up. I think that was a good way to be Messiah. I'm going to do a sikkum, but yeah.
What did you mean by
I was making a mistake. The point of
Rashi, Ishmira, I think.
No. I was making a mistake. My point is that.
I think I had to just draw the lines for me in London. Ishmira should mean what?
No. I'm wrong. It's a very good R. I was overplaying Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Let's leave that aside for a second. Okay. My point is that Rashi doesn't necessarily have to hold like they did in Nagakhevkir. Meaning, for his general lahalacha, for his general perspective.
How does he justify that?
Let's put it this way. It's even better, by the way. Rashi thinks that every single Stam Mishnah in the third and fourth parak, in the fourth parak and the fifth parak, basically, as the Nitziv proves, is referring to the Shita of the Rabbanim, not Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Nitziv basically effectively proves according to Rashi. Any case of Machru, Machor, all these cases that we're discussing, Mechira, Hektesho, Hektesh, but still, Rabbi Yavo, all these things are basically assuming that fundamentally you could have been Chayiv even after Hefker and even after Hektesh. Or Mechira.
Rabbi Yehuda explained this all.
No, he's saying Rabbi Yehuda will be. Rashi will say, you know, it's only Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't agree with
Yehuda doesn't know, but
you're saying based on my proofs that Rabbi Yehuda is about Shmira. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong with the Rashi. Maybe Rashi understood Rabbi Yehuda differently.
That goes to the point where Rosak is saying, which is that Tliya is I think, the Tliya shouldn't be out. The larger questions about the Chayim and Nezek and the particular question of the Din of Nagah Hifker should not be totally Zek Zek. If you do, you'll find, I think, a plethora of problematic corners. Corners
okay.
Where two things don't add up. So
okay.
Therefore, it's better to introduce something procedural or something, a second din, which buffers these two things.
Okay. That's fine.
Although I do agree that it's more of a problem for some than it is for others.
Right.
I think it's
that
100%.
That's
so just to do, we're going to do a quick sikkum, okay? Just the very thing we did. We basically start with the question of whether the Havmina was going to Shortam and Sharmuad. The first thing that we tried to prove was that there is the Havmina is maintained the Maskana. We said for Rabbeinu Tam, Pashat it is. That sure, when it comes to Shortam, Pashat that it is maintained the Maskana. When it comes to even the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Peretz, we tried to prove, and when it comes to the Chazir Chazkos part, that it could apply to all different types of Nizikin. We tried to prove, and this is something that everybody was masking to within Chesdalid, that the Rambam is saying that there's something maintained the Maskana, potentially. It just happens to be, is the Rambam talking about Shormud, is talking about Shortam, is something that we argued about. I was trying to argue that it could even apply to Shormud, which would indicate in the direction of Chazir Cheskel, that even a Shormud Hefker would be Chayiv, fundamentally, if not for the Ptor of Shorehu. Fine. We transitioned into the discussion of Chiyuve de Shor. That was regarding more question number one. We definitively proved that according to Rav Chanan, Rabbi Shimon cannot hold that the Mechayev is Ishmira. That's the Mechayev of Kofar, not the Mechayev of Nezikin. We saw that Rav Meir in Yerushalmi says, Afilu the Maskana Shor Hefker could be Chayev, which is Mamish maintaining the Maskana, literally, and he seemed to indicate even for something that's beyond Shor Tam. That seems to be the one source, by the way, that I think we definitively proven, especially because people did not like the Tziruf Lesha Avar Vart, probably is one of the only things that indicates definitively the direction of the Chazan and Chazkel. That you could have a sheet of Rabbi Meir that literally you're chayiv for Hefker, for any type of Nezek, even if it's Muad, if you read the Yerushalmi that way. We noted that you could read it in an alternative way. That was what we said saw in the second section. The third section of Eva Vama was more definitive proof for the Rambam that the Mechayiv is not about Ishmira. It's more about either Tzeruv or Yad de Mamone, right? And we noted that the Rambam does not think it's all about Shmira, which is the reason why he needs to give a more fundamental reason for the Ptor of Shem Yakni Tenu Rabo, Sheim Yakni Tenu Rabo. The Rambam is more fundamental understanding, Bardas. That was another proof that we thought regarding question number one. Question number two is where I tried to prove, I did say everybody was probably going to argue with me. I tried to prove based on the Zug of Nagavaka Chivkir that potentially you could argue based off the Rambam's formulations, and after giving the svar that Johnny gave in order to read the Rambam, that maybe it would actually indicate in the direction of Chiyuvah de Mamone, just a Chesron Tviyah, that it only applies to the Shas and the Giga, Shas and Mother Medin. As both Ariel and Rebbe were noting, it's not necessarily Mokok, you'd have to explain the Din of Nukov Arka Kifka for everybody. It might fit better with certain perspectives and within the Machayev of Nezek, but it's not going to definitively fit along those lines per se. Okay?
Very
good. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. I'm sorry I went over time. I apologize.
Did you get also Israeli credit for this? Like using the smart board, right? Or the not smart board.
Nobody knows. I have no Israeli credit.
That what?
I mean,
no, you don't need one. You're a master teacher.
As Rebbe pointed out, the Rebbe also said
that
I have a master
teacher. It was great seeing you.
Rebbe. That Russia or not that Indonesia? Rebbe said that.
Sorry. By the way, we can do something.
So,
exactly. So, Meiri does that also. Meiri kind of like slides over the Shas, the Gikha, Shas, and then he says that, okay, of course,
That's what I was thinking. There is a Rashi on that Chav Ches who says that.
I'll try to look.
Okay.